Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, man. AKA Larry J. Blige, man. I'm representing Six Man. Six Man is in the building, Six Man Radio. But right now it ain't about Six Man Radio. It's about my sisters, Magasia and Miss Queen T, man, Next to Blow Radio. Y'all check them out, man, and show them love and support, or I'm gonna punch you right in your esophagus. Six Man, y'all. Super.
You are now tuned in to the hottest blog talk radio station with the lovely Miss Queen and Magasia on the Next to Blow Radio. G-Mash, get money and start hating.
Hey, dig this. Don Faye, forever always yourself. Family or nothing, Northside riding. Letting you know you now tuned in and need to stay tuned in every Tuesday and every other Saturday to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on Next to Blow Radio 100. Play it back, son.
Hey, it's your man CB coming straight out of 6 Deep ENT, and you are now tuned in to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on Next to Blow Radio. Bitch! Straight like that, nigga.
This is Damo Entertainment out of St. Louis, and you are now tuning into the hottest blog talk radio station with the lovely Miss Queen T and Magasia on the Next to Blow Radio.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy ANT, man. Make sure y'all tune in to Miss Queen T and Magasia's show right here live on Next to Blow Radio.
Next to Blow! Ready to rock, ready to go. Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, Pando. You know it's Miss Queen T and Magasia. Next to Blow! Mr. J.
Hey, what's good? What do y'all already know? It's Sugar Bear, Sugar Beezy, Christina Dot Inglewood, and I'm rocking with your girls, Miss Queen Tia Magasia, on the Next to Blow Radio Show.
Is fucking with that Next to Blow. Pump got me so loud, gassed up, test to go. I be tuned in and I'm jamming every show. Go get the cages out the zoo, I'm an animal. One time for Tampa Bay, two times for New York. Got different deals on different tables, I feel like a pool hall. Haters, I don't do y'all, but thanks for your support. With enough of your ambition, we can put me in the Porsche. I think that I'm Ross, cause I feel like a boss. Blow a couple hundred and just take it as a loss. Queen T, I swear our radio ain't fucking off. The way that y'all be killing it, y'all should get a charge. And most rappers fraud, so I just play my part. Cause I don't see no challengers, I am not a dodge. But I can pull strings like I am a guitar. Next to Blow Radio, I feel like a star.
Next to Blow Radio, I feel like a star. Plus I got this drop, boy, I feel like a car. You know who we are. Like a star. Plus I got this drop for it, I feel like a car. You know who we are. Next to Blow. Next to Blow. We stay all day. Tell me who you ride with. Next to Blow. We stay all day. Tell me who you ride with. Next to Blow. We stay all day. Tell me who you ride with. Next to Blow. Tell me who you ride with. Next to Blow.
I fall with Next to Blow. Homie, no line. It's Marsburg Big. Yeah, I co-sign. We all in the streets like a road sign. And doing plenty work. We put in overtime. I got a lot of fans. Got a lot of haters. But I don't mind at all. They keep me motivated. It's number one or nothing. Never second place it. Fastball out the park, bro. Home base it. It's basic. Reset my traces. Beat all my cases. No more probation. Tie up my laces that I walk the gate with. Put up my right hand that I count my cake with. I don't know how y'all did it, but you pulled it off. But even bigger than that, you got my full support. Drinks on me, meet me by the bar. Next to Blow Radio, I feel like a star.
Next to Blow Radio, I feel like a star. Plus I got this drop, boy, I feel like a car. You know who we are. Next to Blow. Next to Blow. Next to Blow Radio, I feel like a star. Plus I got this drop, boy.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Miss Queen T. Magasia. Welcome to the Miss Queen T. Magasia show right here on Next to Blow Radio. What's up, Magasia? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing, over here chilling, you know, vibing, you know, excited about tonight's show. Happy to be on tonight, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the callers that are already calling in. We got a great show lined up for everybody, and we got a premiere of Magasia's song today. So, Magasia, I'm so excited, y'all. Y'all don't understand. Like, Magasia, first, before we get into y'all track, your premiere of your track, let everybody know what we got going on tonight and how they can call in, log on, and all that good stuff.
Well, definitely, shout out to everybody that already tuned in to Miss Queen T and Magasia show live on Next to Blow Radio. You know, tonight we got a hot show for you guys. We have our boy JT Money, Mr. Who That, Hope Problems, you know, the legend from Miami, Florida. You know, they're coming through on Next to Blow Radio, going to grace us with his presence. This is your first time tuning into the Miss Queen T and Magasia show. Thus, believe it will not be your last time tuning in. If you are on the website, tune in right now, you'd like to talk to either myself or Queen T or JT Money later on the show, feel free to dial 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. And when you're ready to go live, go ahead and press that 1. When you press that 1 and go live, you'll hear a lovely young lady say, "You're in our queue." That's letting us know that you want to go live. And we are taking callers as they come in. So please bear with us because we do got a high call volume that calls in every single day on Next to Blow Radio. It will get to every single caller. Also, you know, Next to Blow Radio is the first station to play my premiere new single called That's How I Like It, you know. Yeah, that's how I like it. Pretty much to give you guys a breakdown. I mean, I know a lot of you guys, you know, get to a new relationship with a guy, and, you know, he wants to know exactly now that, you know, we're about to be intimate. How do you like it? Do you like it slow? Do you like it fast? Do you like it rough? Do you like it wet? Do you like it dry? So I'm basically telling him exactly that's how I like it in each verse. So I'm excited. I hope, you know, you guys like it. And it's going real good on YouTube, and it'll be on iTunes real soon, so... That's how I like it, by myself, Magasia. And yes, I am an R&B singer. Like, hold on, I thought you were just a radio host. No, I'm a radio hostess, I'm a singer, and I'm also a social media promoter. I do it all. I'm very versatile. All right.
Well, I'm excited. We're about to get into that track right now. That's How I Like It, by Magasia. Let's go.
Oh,
Yeah, I'm here singing to my girl and whatnot.
What happened?
I thought I'm over here in the background, singing in the background.
You over there vibing, singing to your own song?
Yes, girl. Yes, I'm caught up in the moment at this present time.
That is what's up. So let everybody know again where they can find that track, Magasia.
Well, you guys can definitely, you know what I'm saying, go on YouTube and listen to it freely. You know, it's doing real good. It's the second week that has been out on YouTube, and I already have over 12,000 views from different people worldwide. You know, doing nice numbers. All you have to do is type in Magasia on YouTube, M-A-G-A-S-S-I-A, or you can definitely go on Reverb Nation. That's www.reverbnation.com/next-to-blow-radio. Next-to-blow-radio, I'm tripping. I'm way off. www.reverbnation.com/Magasia. That's M-A-G-A-S-S-I-A. Wowzers.
Wow. And if y'all are just now tuning, man, make sure you check that her other song out, too. She got a nice track, Melody. I love that track as well. So make sure y'all check out her music, subscribe to her YouTube, and support her. Follow her on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, y'all, for those of you that don't know, I heard Miss Queen T's coming out with a single. She's going to be rapping, y'all. So I'm super excited about that. I heard Queen T in the studio. She want to jump a track. She ain't singing. She about to spit in bars, yo. It's going to be something that she's out there, yo. You have like, to like a next to blow radio party here, this track, because I just can't wait to see what you sound like. Yeah, I know my.
Oh, my God. You don't even understand. Like, I'm so nervous. You don't even understand. Like, okay, you know, I'm not a singer. I'm not a rapper. But I just felt like I wanted to make a track one day. I'm just, you know, kind of seeing, just exploring my talent. See, you never know. I might discover something. But I didn't go into the studio yet. I'm almost done writing it. What'd you say?
You got a title for it yet?
No, I haven't. But I can't tell. I'm just talking. Basically, what it's about is I'm talking about, you know, females and whatever in the past that, you know, was hating and look at me now, you know what I'm saying? And just different things like that, you know, basically. Tell us all the stupid bitches and, you know, stupid hoes and, you know, ratchet ass females and stuff. Like, it's just something like that, just talking shit, you know. It's a little nice little track, you know, it's going to be nice. I might have to have me a couple drinks before I go in the studio.
Oh, Lord.
But,
no. You know, I'm like, you gotta make sure you're sober, yo. So you gotta make sure you the words coming out clearly. So we don't want them coming out. I'm ready now. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm super shy. For y'all that don't know, I am super shy. Like when, like,
You are not shy.
I am, Maggie. Like, okay, like right now we talking behind the scenes, like we on air, but nobody can see us, so I'm cool. Like, but like, I'm telling you, when I first started hosting events, that was like OMG. Like, people are staring at me, watching me talk. Like,
yeah, you did have, you know what I'm saying, undivided attention. That's why you're supposed to do it. You know what I'm saying? All eyes on Queen T, you know?
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me. Hey.
Yo, Magasia, let's go ahead and get into some callers. And if y'all are trying to go live with us, talk with us, chop it up with us, request some music, just say hi, get some shout-outs, do whatever. Free promo, you know, you on the airwaves with Next to Blow Radio. With myself, Miss Queen T and Magasia, feel free to press that 1 at any time to go live. You know, we taking callers, requests, we talking shit. You know what I'm saying? We only got one interview later on this evening, so, you know, rock with us. Tweet us, let us know you're rocking with us on Twitter, let us know you're on Facebook, listening to us, whatever it is. Call in, again, the number is 718-664-9115, you know what I'm saying? Say whatever you gotta say, say in your mind. We're gonna get into the first caller. I already know who this is. Oh, before we take callers, you know what I'm saying, when we take y'all in, make sure you say, I am... and I am next to blow. For example, I am Miss Queen T, and I am next to blow. Okay, in that order, we're gonna get into the first. caller calling from the 276. Caller 76. Who is this?
Hello. You already know this is Lil Rich and I am next to Blow.
Yes, what it is. How you doing?
Yo.
Yo. Happy birthday.
Happy, what? Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, maybe Mugasi will sing to you today.
Oh, yes, most definitely. How old are you? Are you 22?
You say what? 25.
How old are you?
Hello.
You're 22?
No, I'm 25.
Are you old?
I know, bro. You old.
Shit. I don't look like it. Yep. I'm still touched up, though, from yesterday. Blowing
hey,
loud.
That's the thing. If it's your birthday, man, if it's your birthday on the Miss Queen Tia Mugasi show, you always get it. And if we fuck with you, not everybody gets to sing it, but, you know, Mugasi will sing happy birthday.
Me and Queen T are going to sing Happy 6th Birthday together.
Okay, that'll work.
Yeah, I'm going to sing Happy Birthday over here, but I'm going to mute my mic, okay?
Okay.
Oh, hell no. I ain't going to do it like that. You better bust them a nose. I got to put my lip gloss. So I go ahead and sing these notes, you know what I'm saying?
I don't want to fuck up the music notes. I don't want to fuck up the vibe. So I'm gonna let Mugasi show her talent.
I'm singing like Barney. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Little Rich,
can I cut. These dime pieces I'm crushing. I hit spots with every quote. Now shout the girl, she gushing. She said, don't reach your face, girl. But your swag game is ugly.
Swag.
She go so hard with the head, man. She woke up with a concussion.
Let's go.
No make love, we fuck. Back to back, she bust. In and out, round and round. I put her down when I'm thirsty. Oh. She riding fast, like she brushing.
Show me.
Hair pulling it tough. Her face down and her ass up. But she don't do no running.
No.
I swear I love to please her. I eat her, then go deeper.
Bye.
I got her shaking that sugar red. Like she having a seizure. She my student, I'm her teacher. I love her, but I can't keep her. I'm a bitch up this last lesson. Then roll up some of this cheese.
I'ma give you anything you want. Anything you need. Baby, call my number when you wanna be a free. Man, she got that super when she lives on my sheet. Your man do it good, but he can't do it like me. Girl, I'ma put it on you. Can I put it on you? I'ma put it on you. Can I put it on you? Girl, I'ma put it on you. Can I put it on you? I lay it down so good, you gon' end up in her coat.
Okay.
Practice,
more cuts than stabbing. In the bedroom, it's tragic.
Wow.
I'm killing her and her matches.
Bah.
I pin her down like wrestling.
What?
She throw it back and I smack it.
What?
Baby girl, let's make a movie.
Man.
You can beat my ass.
So
wet, it's like she pissed. My throat game too busy.
Oh.
I slide in all of her kidneys.
Oh.
I work it out like business. Her nails in my back.
What?
And her feet so nothing. She came here with a great walk. When I send her back, she lived. Her head door, she crazy. I beat it till she's lazy. Cut clean and I taste it.
Yeah.
My deep game amazing.
True.
Yeah, girl, I know you love it.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend gon' hate it.
Nigga.
And I ain't got no license. But I'm finna drive her crazy.
I'ma give you anything you want. Anything you need. Baby, call my number when you wanna be a free. Man, she got that super when she lives on my seat. Your man do it good, but he can't go like me.
No.
Girl, I'ma put it on you. Can I put it on you? I'ma put it on you. Can I put it on you? Girl, I'ma put it on you. Can I put it on you? I lay it down so good, you gon' end up in a coma.
Anything you want, anything you need. Baby, call my number when you wanna be a free. Man, she got that super when she lives doing my seat. Yo, man do it good, but he can't do it like me. Oh.
Hey, that's what it is. I love that track. I'm saying.
That's a nice little vibe right there. I was like, anything you want, anything you need, everything. I like that right there. I like that.
Yo, well, Rich, when are you going to make a video for that track?
Yo, it's currently in the works. That's what I was getting ready to tell you myself. It's currently in the works. We got everything in the works, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get the kinks out of everything, but it's coming. Just fuck with your boy. Stay tuned with your boy. Big shit going down. 2013 is going down for real.
Big things popping.
Hey, that's what's up. Hey, I fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? We fuck with you right here on Next to Blow Radio. Shout out to you for being the first caller on hold. I saw you. You was waiting. You was waiting to get on to Miss Queen. He already know. He calling early.
Yeah.
That's what's up, though. Well, happy birthday. We're going to get back into your callers. Back into your call, you know, check on you periodically. But thank you for rocking with us. You don't got to go nowhere, okay?
Oh, no doubt. I'm going to kick it with y'all.
Also, I got to ask you, are you registered to vote? I just need to know.
Yes, I am.
Let me tell y'all. Today was the last day to order your absentee ballot. Oh, my God. Thank God I did it because I heard them lines in Miami is no joke. I'm talking about 7 hours, 10 hours in line waiting to vote. So me being who I am, I went ahead and went online and called the number. They're going to mail me my absentee ballot, and I'm going to mail it back to them, and I'm going to vote for, of course, our president, Obama.
Obama.
and also, shout out to my Heat right now, playing right now, you know what I'm saying? Playing right now, doing the damn thing, about to get their rings, you know? Team Heat Nation.
Oh, Lord.
AKA Queen Tisha, hey, everybody, you know what I'm know what I'm saying?
No, it's not. I'm not a hater, y'all. I'm just a Celtics fan. If y'all don't know, I'm a Celtics. I'm Team Celtics. I don't give a fuck. Y'all can talk shit.
Ew. Yep.
But, yo, Lil Rich, who's your team? Who's your team?
Yo.
Huh?
Yo.
Hello.
Yo. My bad. I'm over here.
What is your favorite NBA team?
What you said?
What is your favorite NBA team?
Oh, I'm rocking with the Lakers, yeah. You already know.
Ew.
All
right.
We gonna mute your mic on that one. No, I'm playing.
I'll say that.
It's all good. It's all good. Oh, yeah. I got to talk some more shit. Shout out to the doctor, whooping that ass, you know what I'm saying? Currently, we're 4-3. You know how we do it in the MIA. Woo-hoo! Yeah,
what
is major.
Hey, all right, Lil Rich, we're going to get into the next caller. Calling out of the 714. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
I am Session J. And I am the next to blow this weed.
Hey.
Well,
what's good
doing
with it, ladies?
How you doing?
I'm good. Long time no here.
Yes,
I know,
time
right?
Here.
Yeah, it's been
a
minute.
Let everybody know where you're calling from.
I'm out here in Cali, you know what I mean? Where the kush is greener.
Uh-oh.
I know, right? Say what? Yes, where the cook is greener. I know about greener Florida. Because I ain't in Florida. <laughs> Well, it's green in Florida. It's green. But you're right, it is greener in Cali. What's going on with you? How you doing tonight? Hey, you know, I'm good. I'm glad to see that y'all ladies are still doing your thing. You know what I mean? Shout out to both of y'all. Shout out to Next to Blow Radio. You know what I mean? I'm glad to see y'all still at it. You know what I mean? That's what's up, man. I've been checking y'all out here and there, you know. If y'all mind, you know what I mean? I just want to promote my show real quick and get it out the way.
Yeah, most definitely.
You know what I mean?
Y'all
can check me out. You know what I mean? It's your boy, Session J. You know what I mean? You can check me out on GMD Radio, the Session 420, 7 days a week, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. You know what I mean? Where we playing, you know, the hottest, you know what I mean? Check me out every day. Also, I want to give a couple shout-outs to Mafia Magazine, you know what I mean? November's issue, y'all stay posted. Your boy will be featured in there. I'm going to have a full-page ad in Mafia Magazine in November, so, you know, y'all look out for that. Just, you know what I mean? And shout-out to y'all, man. I appreciate, you know what I mean, y'all just continuing as black women doing your thing, and it's all good.
Well, actually, Quincy is Indian.
No, I'm not Indian. I'm Native American. But it's cool.
Okay.
It's cool.
She's still black.
She got that pretty long hair.
You know what I mean? You still got a little nigga in you.
Yeah, I really, literally, I do, but okay.
Hey, you know what I mean? I ain't going to hold up your lines, man. I just want to tell y'all, you know, congratulations. You know what I mean? Man, big shout-outs to y'all, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. And you know what I mean? If it's God's will, man, may y'all take it to the top or as far as you can take it. You feel me?
Of course. And before we let you go, I want to know, or actually let the listeners know how they can tune into your show again. Let them know the website, the call-in number, and the submission email so they can send some music.
Hey, most definitely, man. If you want to submit some music to get on the air, you know what I mean? Submit that to gmdradio@gmail.com. You know, if y'all want to check out the show, I got 30 more minutes to the show. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com at GMD Radio. You know what I mean? And the call-in number is 917-889-8017. Again, that call-in number is 917-889-8017. Check me out tonight from 6 to 8, 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. It will be popping.
That's what's up. That's what all right, it is.
Yo, thank you for rocking with us, Session J. We love you, and I hope we hope you got a good show tonight, and thank you for stopping through on the Miss Queen T and Magracia show.
All right, that's what it do, man, and just know, and I say it live on your show, man, I support y'all, you know what I mean, 100. So if y'all ever need me to do anything, if I can do it, let me know.
Most definitely.
All right, and if y'all feel free to call into my show and promote your show also, you feel me?
Of course.
Yeah, y'all hit that number. That number is 917-889-8017, man. And y'all feel free, you know what I mean, to call in tonight and support, promote your show and whatever y'all got going on.
That's
all right,
definitely. You know, we support you, you know. I'll be rocking with you. You already know what it is, Sessions. They already talked to you the other day. So, but you have a good day, and definitely try to call and see your show tonight after we get off air, okay?
That's what it do. Y'all ladies have a great show, and God bless y'all.
All right, thank you. Yeah, that's my boy, Session J. Make sure y'all check him out on GMB Radio. He's about to go live on air, so make sure y'all check him out 7 days a week. Let's go ahead and get into the next caller. Caller from the 830-255. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Miss Queen T, it's your boy, Theo ATG Gable from J.R. Smooth Live.
Who?
Gabriel, Theo ATG.
Hi, Gabriel. How you doing?
How y'all doing?
He had to say his government is Gabriel.
I know, right? I didn't know him as that. I didn't hear who he said. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm over here in South Texas, you know, away from all that crazy weather.
What's the weather like down there?
It's been fresh, you know. It's been like getting down to like 40s, but it's right now it's about 70 degrees. It's real nice, but you know, we usually get real hot over here. So, you know, I mean, we thank God for the weather. You know, we're praying for the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? And everybody out there that's gonna be affected by them storms. You know what I'm saying? I got a cousin out in Virginia in the Navy. And we're praying for him and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So we're praying for the people out there and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, I was going through my Facebook and I seen y'all was on the air. I was like, I got to get out of here. So what's up? Show some love, because I know you be showing us some love all the time, you know, Queen.
Of course. You want to rock with you guys. I love J.R. Smooth Live. I love it. Y'all definitely welcome in. So, you know, and I told you to check out the show, and I'm so thankful that you finally got to check out the show. So, since you're representing JR Smooth Live, and you know you're a co-host on there, let everybody know about the JR Smooth Live show and how they can submit music and tune in, and let everybody know about that as well.
Of course, we can be found on. We got a website. It's www.jrsmoothlive.com. And if artists want to submit some music, they can send it to smoothradiolive@gmail.com. And just make sure it's labeled with the artist and, you know, the song title. And we usually go on at, you know, on at 30 p.m., but that depends on how Smooth is feeling because, you know, he just got a new addition to the family. So, you know, it's kind of hard, you know, with work and, you know, family stuff. So, you know, he controls that. So we usually go on at 10:30 p.m., you know. But, you know, we'll be doing our things. I also want to throw a promo. Me and my brother started our own entertainment company out here in South Texas called Dirt City Texas Entertainment. We're on Facebook. We're going to be doing, he don't want to be doing hip-hop because for some reason down here they feel that they want to charge us artists a lot of money for insurance because they for some reason they put we rappers are violent. And I'm like, I don't know.
They
are, though.
Very.
I'll say that. Because that's why I can't vote. prone to gun use. But, you know.
I know, right?
But for everybody that, you know, that get out to vote, hey, express your rights. You know what I'm saying? Use who you, you know, as long as, you know, I say if you vote, you ain't got no reason to you know, to complain. If you don't vote, don't complain. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
I believe, you know, last time I voted, when I could vote, I voted. It was the first time I ever voted in my life. I voted for President Obama. You know what I'm saying? I think he's doing a good job. You know, he's trying to unscrew up everything the Republicans did in the years prior to him. So, you know, I think he's doing an excellent job. He's a great commander in chief. He's what we need. You know, he's not biased. He's trying to, you know, have peace with the Middle East. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to keep us from, you know, our ultimate demise. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if it happens, it happens. But, you know what I'm saying? As far as the president, I think he's, you know, he's the best choice. Anyway, I mean, come on. Romney's gonna send all his money to China, you know, to Switzerland and send all his business to China. So, you know what I'm saying? That's real, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, they don't care about us. So.
Yeah, and seeing your friends like the Mitt Romney like page on Facebook, I've been deleting a lot of people that I see that's liking his fan page, but it's hard. Like people that you're really, really cool with are voting for Mitt Romney. It's kind of like crazy. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, but boo.
You know what, though? You know the crazy thing is I don't know whether I'm more frustrated with people like either voting for Romney or, you know, people that want to vote for Obama but are too fucking lazy to take their asses and go vote for Obama. Because I'm telling you, I'm out here in Ohio. Yeah, I was Texas and Florida, you know what I'm saying? But I've done ran into like 10 different people out here already in the past, you know, week and a half, 2 weeks. And they talking about they want to vote for, are they on Obama's side? But they just don't want to vote. Like, they just don't, they're like, oh, my vote won't count, or I just don't vote, or whatever. No, your vote counts. Take y'all asses down there and go vote.
Yeah, that's the best thing people need to do. If they, there's a lot of people that wish they could vote that can't. You know, I'm Hispanic, you know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, we are the most ill-represented, minority in the United States. Because we put all the money in the economy, we do a lot of the work, but we don't get a voice when it comes to vote. Because, you know, like I said, a lot of illegals. I mean, there's a lot of Hispanics that are illegal, but we still contribute to the society and everything. I mean, I'm legal. I just that I'm, you know, a felon. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you're a naturalized citizen, or you exercise your right to vote, you know what I'm saying? Let your voice be heard, you know what I'm saying? If, you know, like, that, the only way we're going to be, you know, change this country is if we go out and vote. And that's like, I mean, that's getting, you know, lobbying for, you know, better politicians, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I mean, that's how we get to, you know, eventually we'll clean it up, you know, well, or somebody will clean it up. God will clean it up, you know what I'm saying? Somebody's going to clean it up, so. No, we just got to get out there and vote and hope for the best. Because that way, I mean, at least if you vote, you can complain. But if you're not voting, don't complain. That's what I say, because, you know, at the very end, they're going to be like, oh, no, well, Romney wins and they didn't vote and they wanted to vote for Obama. They're going to be like, oh, well, he's taking away all the Medicaid for the people, the elderly that need it, the people that need it, you know. We got to, you know. So.
If you're not, like, over 55, like, you can't get Medicaid, you know what I'm saying? Like, so there's a lot of things that you can't do. There's a lot of things you can change by voting. So we encourage every single body. I mean, bring a buddy, bring a friend, bring a homegirl, bring a homeboy. Like, go make it a field trip.
It's real poor out here. So what they do is, like, they'll get bands. And they'll go to, like, the projects and stuff where people can vote, and they'll pick them up and take them out to the polling places, you know, so they can vote. You know what I'm saying? They give them a ride, and all that. So, I mean, at least, some people are trying. You know, it don't matter who it is. You know, somebody's going to get them out there to vote. You know what I'm saying? I heard there was a bulletin board somewhere that had Martin Luther King saying that he was a Republican, that people should vote Republican. But I doubt he was a Republican. He might have been a revolutionary, you know, saying like that. but he wasn't no Republican. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff out there. You gotta watch out because there's a lot of stuff out there right now that, that you know, you gotta look at the what's going on. And I think that if you want America to be equal, I think we should vote for President Obama. And if we want it to be unequal, I mean, because
exactly.
the way they say it, there's still one percenters, but it's like it's one thing from people that came from the bottom, and then people that already they've been on top. You know what I'm saying? And you know it's a lot. You know, politics is politics. There's gonna be lies on both sides, but really, I think that the president, what he's doing is good. You know, saying everything he's doing is good. All his foreign policy is good. You know what I'm saying? Everything's good for him. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to keep our troops out of harm's way, you know. And Romney and these people want to put us back out there, you know. And I'm a war vet. You know what I'm saying? I was in Iraq. I mean, you know, I served 3 tours in the Marine Corps. So I know what the heck, you know, it's about to be, you know, it's messed up. I can understand where President Obama wants to get us, you know, out of the war zones, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it seems like the only ones that make war are the people that are going to profit from them. That's the rich people, you know, the Republicans. You know, I mean, that's what it is.
Definitely appreciate you for calling. We're going to get into another caller. Our lights are blowing up. But thank you for calling in. You don't got to go nowhere. We'll be taking callers again in a little bit, okay?
All right. Much love, man. Y'all I'll just be listening in. Much love to y'all.
Hey, I appreciate it.
All right.
We're going to get into another caller calling out of the 614. 614-286. Who is this and where
are
you calling from?
Yo, this is Deathlock with Reptile Records / Slip and Slide representing Columbus and Jacksonville, Florida. You know, Columbus, Ohio, stand up.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. That's good. So are you an artist or just tuning in? You requesting music? What's up?
Yo, I want to just say, you know what I'm saying, everybody get out there and vote. I voted early, you know, just to get it out the way because I got a busy schedule and, you know, I got to handle my business. So I just went ahead and got that done. And you can still vote right now, early vote in Columbus, Ohio. You can go up to Kohl's. They got a center up here on Morris Road. You can go vote tomorrow morning.
Is that on 1700? Because I just moved to Columbus from Minnesota, so I'm trying to vote early tomorrow. I knew I could vote early, but I don't know where to go vote out here. I was going to Google it, but that's on 1700 Morris Road, isn't it?
Yeah, that's on Morris Road. And I'm not sure, don't quote me on this, but I think tomorrow might be the last day you can early vote.
Okay, well, I'm definitely
going to
go down there
at
early vote.
We have a whole week in Florida.
Wow.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah,
girl.
Well,
we
not
in
Florida, girl.
We
in Columbus.
So. I know. Yeah, I'm in Columbus right now too. It's cold and mugging here. I ain't seen snow in 2 years.
Uh oh. What?
Yeah, I ain't seen snow in two years.
Florida.
Yeah, I've been down in Florida getting it in.
Oh, okay. I know, right? I woke up this morning, I'm looking outside, I'm like, oh, hell no. We got snow outside. I was so thankful I didn't have to work today, so.
That's what's up. But
it's
yeah, y'all can
cold, put them. And it's windy, though. It's windy as fuck out here, too.
Oh, man, it's super cold. Yeah, it definitely, that hurricane didn't help at all. Oh, yeah, definitely, anybody who want to go volunteer in New York, they can hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I got family up there. They working with the volunteers. Y'all want to go up there and help get them people right because, you know, they out there struggling, people underwater and everything.
Yeah, definitely. How can people get you up?
Just hit me up on Facebook. You can Google me. You can Twitter me. Deathlock, everything. Everything Deathlock, BEFLOCK. Just Twitter me at Deathlock, Facebook Deathlock, Ustream Deathlock, Ubu Deathlock.
Okay.
Okay, that's what's up. Are you on my Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook right now. I seen y'all was promoting everything and y'all, you know, put the thing to call. So I called to, I wanted to support and just show y'all some love because I know what it does.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
are you an artist as well?
Yeah.
Well, definitely you should send over your music to us so we can get in a rotation.
Oh, definitely. What's y'all's email?
It's next to blow submissions. That's next to with the T-O, blow submissions at the end, SFM at gmail.com. Make sure you include your Facebook, your Twitter, you know, and the song title. Make sure it's an MP3 formatted. And if you didn't get the email, just hit me up in the inbox since you say you're my friend on Facebook. So,
okay,
the email is next to blow submissions at gmail.com.
At gmail.com?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep, send over that music, you know, let everybody know to tune in, you know, let everybody know you tune into Next Blow Radio. We definitely would appreciate that, you know, shouting us out or whatever. You know, we offer free radio play over here. We're heard worldwide. As you can tell, a lot of people are calling it from different sides of the United States. We got Maggie, where we have people calling in from Africa.
Oh, my God. We got people from Africa.
Virgin Islands, the Bahamas.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, definitely, man. If y'all, once you send over that music and we get it uploaded on the switchboard, y'all are welcome to call any day of the week. We have hosts live on Next to Blow Radio every day of the week. Well, right now we're down on Fridays and Saturdays. We are looking for hosts. So if y'all are tuned in and y'all are trying to, you know, become part of the team, the family, the Next to Blow Radio family, y'all got a personality, y'all got a following and a computer with internet and the telephone. Definitely holler at us, you know, see what, you know, definitely see what's up. But definitely, you know, send over that music, let everybody know. If you can't call in, have your fans call in, your mama, your girlfriend, your kids,
your mama,
anybody.
Your kids.
Your neighbor.
I can have everybody else call in, but I'm single, though. I don't have a girlfriend.
Okay. You hear that, ladies? He's single, so. You know, make sure y'all like him.
Y'all make sure y'all go check that video out so y'all know I ain't ugly.
Oh, hold on, wait, rewind. Are you following us on Twitter too?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I always been checking y'all out. I just haven't had a chance to call, but since, you know, the storm, I was down, you know, just chilling. So I was like, you know, I'm going to hit him up today and just show some love.
Make sure you tweet at me and Miss Queen C on Twitter. The video, so we can check it out. At Miss Queen C, at she underscore is underscore Magasia, M-A-G-A-S-S-I-A, so we can definitely check out the video there. Retweet it so
Yeah, definitely. So make sure you do that. We definitely will check it out. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we might even, you know, tweet it out for you. Never know. But definitely hit us up. You know, we don't Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. Miss Queen T and Magasia.
But yo, it's been a pleasure, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, we're going to get into another caller, man. If y'all want to go live with us, make sure you press that one. Shout out to all the different area codes. I got callers from different area codes. I don't got hoes from different area codes.
I got hoes. And different area codes. Hey. Definitely. Over here, we're going to hear Church Bottom, man. Don't forget, later on, we got our boy JT Money calling in you. With that interview on Next to Blow Radio. Let's get to the next caller, see who's next to Blow.
All right, let's go ahead and get into this caller. I don't know who this is, but let's go ahead and get into this caller from the 540-872. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Dawood. I'm Next to Blow. How y'all ladies doing?
Hi, Dawood.
I like that. I like the way she said Dawood. Yeah, I like that. How y'all ladies doing?
Hey, how are you?
I like your song, my cutie. Wait till you hear my joint. I'm doing an R&B joint too, y'all. I'm doing like 13 tracks. I know the music I send you, my God, shit, that shit wasn't nothing but some practice in the studio, but I'm on some real shit, and I'm supposed to go back in the studio on the first or by the third with my man Craze. So shout out to Craze Music Group, Craze Studios. I'm going to put that out there, and I love y'all, and y'all doing y'all thing, and God is good.
Thank you so much.
That is good. In
every Tuesday, are you registered to vote, Raul? Did you vote yet?
Are
you registered to vote?
Hello.
Hello. Are you registered to vote?
If I'm ready to what?
Are you registered to vote?
I'm already. I can't vote, y'all. I'm true state poverty.
What?
I got three because I'm a convicted felon.
Oh,
I'm gonna count my vote.
What?
You can't, I'm trying to tell you, I can't. My vote is not going to count. Y'all say it's going to count, but if I've been to prison three times in VA, that's not going to count. I'm trying to tell you, my vote won't count, y'all. Even if I vote, it's not going to count. See, so all y'all people, let me put this on the air for the next blow. All y'all people out there that is illegally have a right to vote, please vote. We need the black president to stay in four more years so we can show and prove the white man that, yeah, the dream has came true. Now, for me, I can't vote. I'm going to put that on blast right now. My vote will not count. I mean, Mayor Burry made it for residents in D.C. can vote. You know what I'm saying? But if you are convicted felon, your vote will not be counted. So, you know, hopefully everybody understand that. But please vote for Dawood. Please vote for me because I can't vote. Okay.
Yes, yes. You can't vote. So we're gonna vote for Dawood. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah, all y'all vote. Everybody has the right to vote. I mean, the last time when Obama ran, the whole world was full of rednecks, Oriental people, African people, everybody was voting. You know what I'm saying? So I need everybody out there to vote for me because I can't vote. My vote won't count.
Okay.
I already know. So I can't even register to vote. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm messing with that's what your past haunts you a lot. See, when you're out there doing crimes, it catches up with you when you get older. So, you know, that's how it goes.
You should have been a good boy. But no,
you were a good boy. I mean, but, you know, I'm hard-headed, y'all. I really am. I'm hard-headed. You know, and I ain't listen to my father, I ain't listen to my mother, and I had to learn the hard way. But now, I'm doing good things. I met y'all. Y'all been following me since last year. So, you know, y'all just don't even know, y'all. I got a lot of things happening, man. So, it's better to show and prove it than to keep talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
We'll let everybody know, man, where they can follow you, Twitter, Reverb, all that stuff. Let everybody know where you're calling from as well.
I will. Right now, I'm way stuck in the country with VA. I don't got no internet connect. But everybody can follow me on DAWD7774. That's Twitter. Facebook, DAWD7. Facebook me. I just started the Reverb thing, so I got to get my music put on it. But I have that. That's DAWD7774 also. You can Google me, YouTube me, you know, do anything with y'all. If y'all really like hip-hop. See, I'm a hip-hop artist. I'm not a rapper, you know, so I'm going to make that known. And I'm also older. I'm 38 years old. So when you hear my music, it's kind of like on an older level because you got to be your age. You know, I can't be 38 years old, but I'm sounding like I'm Bow Wow, you know, or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So I have to be my age. That's all we say. I'm a prophet of hip hop because I know the whole history of hip hop. You know, I go. You know, you got to understand the history. You know, anybody that's writing, they can write on a pen and a pad. They can do anything they want with a pen and a pad. You know, that's called allegories. And y'all know what that is, right? The allegory is a lie telling the truth. See what I'm saying? So a lot of people be writing, and they'll write everything, and they'll spit it on their songs. But you can't write nothing if you don't know the knowledge of it. Why are you writing it? You know what I'm saying? So I speak from the heart. You know what I'm saying? And I'm on a mission from God. I'm trying to let everybody know it's real lyricists in D.C. So don't get D.C. twisted with this hip hop game. You know what I'm saying?
Of course not.
Yeah, so I'm trying to open the doors for a lot of little youngins. Shout out to Anacostia High School. Shout out to the whole Southeast. They know who Dow will be. All the youngins in the hood. MLK, even Minnesota Avenue. We got a Minnesota Avenue, y'all, in Southeast. So that's beautiful.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, ladies. And I will request my song. I don't even know if you got it downloaded.
We have songs from like April that we have not got to yet on the switchboard. Just bear with us. We're going to try to like next week just upload a whole bunch of songs to the switchboard. We have not uploaded a song at that week, but don't feel bad about it because a lot of people that submitted our music a long time ago have not yet heard the song next to Blow Radio, but we are definitely working on it. But we know we appreciate you for always commenting, showing us love. And the other DJs on the Blow Radio. So don't hang up the line. Don't hang up the phone. We're going to go ahead and go to our next caller because in a few minutes we have JT Money himself calling in first interview on the Blow Radio. So hold the line for us.
Let me say one thing before you click me off. You click me off?
No, you good.
No,
I
want to say this to everybody that's underground and y'all tune in to these ladies. Don't be fake. Be real with this thing because if they like you, they're going to show you love. Best believe that. So all them fake ass niggas, if you can't rap, don't send your shit straight up. If you send your money, send it. You know what I'm saying? So let's be real. Magashi, I love you, baby. Make sure I call you. Don't think I'm a fake dude, because I'm not. I just want to make sure that I have more music. You know what I'm saying? More music that we can, you know, hear, we can build off of. And same to you, Queen. Go in that studio. Do your thing. You hear me, baby?
Uh-huh.
Because you already got the sayings. You hear me? You got the sayings. You just got to get the music. And you show two sides. You show them how you really love music. And you keep writing. And you keep doing your thing. You hear me, baby?
I hear you, boo.
All right. I'm going to let y'all go in your breath, y'all, because I take over the show. You already know.
All right. Cool.
So salute the next blow.
All right. That's what's up. Yo, before we get into some more callers, I want to get into some music. I'm over here trying to go through some music or whatever. You know, and we got so much good music. You know, Maggie, you know what? I was actually trying to find this song for you. I know what song you usually request, but it's not on the switchboard.
Oh,
it's that you know which one I'm talking about, right?
You have it,
No, I don't. I don't have it. I don't know, because you know when we switch over to switchboards or whatever, you know which one I'm talking about, right?
Yes, right, like it's told.
Yes.
But I want to hear some R&B. I want to hear some R&B music right now or some crunk stuff. Like, what can we play?
I don't know. I'm looking. We got so much artists.
Let's play some Boy Lane.
Okay, let's play that Boo You Lame. That's my boy, Ninos. You know, also, he's a host right here on Next to Blow Radio. Y'all can check him and Angela every Sunday and randomly throughout the week they'll go on if somebody else ain't on. Shout out to Ninos. It's Ninos and Little One and Chantel Wynn. This song is real nice, y'all. It's called Boo You Lame, and this track is real nice, so, man, make sure you check this out. Check it out on Reverb, you know, shout out to them. Shout out to the whole Next to Blow Radio family as well. I'm actually over here trying to find it. But, man, if y'all are tuning in, man, make sure you press that one. Don't be afraid to press one. Go live with us. You know, we vibing. We over here kicking it, as you can tell. We ain't over here giving y'all limited time. But we definitely got a hot interview coming up real soon, any minute, so... Make sure you stay tuned with us. Follow us on Twitter at Miss Queen T. That's MVQUEENT. And Magafia, hers is at she_is_Magafia. MAGASSIA. Also, man, make sure you follow us on the Next to Blow Radio Twitter. That's at Next2 with the number 2 below radio. We do follow back. We do tweet. So we gonna get into this track by my boy Ninos, Little One, and Chantel, Boo You Lame.
BeatPlanet.com. I'm never coming back to
I caught her walking out the beauty store. Hair wrapped up, sweatpants, a beauty dough. I strolled up on the light, sexy, you beautiful. But that's something that you should know. Let me tell you where you should go. On a date with me, and I ain't talking to the movies though. I'm talking about a nice flight, champagne nightlife. Yeah, I see a gift in my eyesight. So I'm like, shit, it's whatever. We can do whatever. And fuck your boyfriend, baby, I can get it wetter. Sitting on leather, blowing on loud. We ain't seeing nothing but the clouds. No, don't look down, trust me. You don't want to see the crowd. It ain't nothing but haters all around. And maybe this life, I can have you back home the next night. It can never be wrong if it feels right. Now tell me what you gonna tell them.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
Trips around the world, I can show you how I live. Why you trying to laugh when I ain't trying to kid? I'm grown independent and I know to handle biz. So come and kick it with me, shawty. First in VIP, then we hit the at the party. Sipping on this Hennessy, got me feeling naughty. You got me in the trance with the way you move your body. You need to leave that lame alone. Send him a text like I ain't coming home. Turn your ring on while he's blowing up your phone. Too much shots of Patron, so you know just what I'm on. Penthouse suite, top floor for the two of us. Flower petals, candles lit by the pool and Lil mama, what's his name? You forgot? I told you he a lame and I'm taking his spot, so tell him.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
She was mad when she hit my phone talking about what you don't do. I'm like, fuck that, fuck him too. Keep talking about him, it's gonna make me not wanna talk to you. Baby, you that deal, don't let that nigga tell you different. He said it was something wrong with you, well, I must have missed it. Your body exquisite, your thoughts explicit. I swear I go wherever just to kick it. I'm winning. I'm trying to that rip me out to that drone. If you prefer another substance, let me know. And I ain't gon' lie, baby, you the business. If your body was a building, then I'm living in a prison. This is where I'm chillin'. Shorty got me caged in. Got my niggas wondering why the hell I spend my days in. Catches at the day's end. Even though I got a crib, we just like to fuck and swim. My little lover, homie, friend.
I'm never coming back.
Yeah, Boo You yes, Lane. Yes, yes. That track is real nice, man. I love that track. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it's a very nice track, you know, very exquisite. Boo You Lane by Roy Nino, you know?
Yep, yep. Shout out to Nino's, Chantel Wynn, and Team Little One. That was Boo You Lane, man.
Make Nino's sure. Or Nino's?
Nino's. Nino's. Oh.
Why are you saying other Ninos? Is Ninos? Oh, okay.
No.
Okay, okay.
I don't know, girl. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. I don't know.
No, you're saying it wrong. It's Ninos.
Ninos.
Oh, no. We're going to ask them.
Ninos. Just call them Nose. King Nose. So. Make sure y'all go check that out, Reverb and all that. Also, I think that track is on iTunes. It's a real nice track, man. Shout out to them, man. Make sure you check them out. Also, Sunday right here on Next to Blow Radio. Sort of free Sundays. But, man, we got our guest. Our guest is on. I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm super excited. I'm going to let everybody know who we got coming up. We're about to take him live.
Almost definitely, everybody about to go ahead and check out boy JT Money live on Next to Blow Radio on the Miss Queen Team of Gossip Show. JT Money, how are you?
How art thou? Great. What's good? How art thou?
We chilling. We excited to have you on our show tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me. You know, do I need to tone it down a little bit? Talk that J Baby talk. Cause I'm crunk city. Hey, cause I'm crunk city nigga boy.
No. You can talk how you want to talk. You can get crunk whatever, do it whatever on this Blue Radio. Let everybody know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, everybody. I'm JT Money, J Baby to the pretty ladies, Trembling String to the game. I'm calling from Miami, Florida, 305 Dade County original. Started out 1989-90, Poison Clan, you know, dance all night, shake what your mama gave you, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But then in 1999, we did that, Who That? Well, I went solo, did Who That? Hit them high, hit them low, and you know what I'm saying, Come Clean, Come Don't Come At All, Hope Problems Ain't No Problem, Real Niggas Run The Yard, and, you know, now we're getting ready for Regeneration. That's what I want to talk about today, though, that new one that's coming up, Regeneration. It's going to be heavy, I promise you. But for those who don't know, JT Money, Big Brother, Uncle Jay, that, heavy that.
Oh, he said that's what it is, straight like that.
Yeah, like that right there.
That's
part.
I mean, let everybody know how you got the name JT Money for those that don't know.
Jacking tourists for money. Yeah, I gotcha. But that's my nick. Just truth. JT stands for just truth, just terrific. You know what I'm saying? Jabbing things. You know what I'm talking about? And money is what I be by. You understand me?
Yes, it is.
Hold on. Let me just break it down. Let me break the J-T-M-O-N-E-Y all the way down. It's just the Mac other niggas envy. Why? Because they supposed to. Yeah. Now, yeah, that right there. That just makes fun.
All right. So, let everybody know, like, why, like, who do you look up to, like, when you started working? Like, who inspired you to start rapping and get into the music industry?
Well, you know, I came in under Two Live Crew. You know, our first record, they were calling us the Baby Two Live Crew, Boys and Clan. You know, I follow Loop and Mr. Mix and cats like that. But, you know, me personally, I used to listen to a lot of Cube, Scarface, Kool G Rap, Big Daddy Kane, Rakim. You know, I liked that kind of music, you know. And I just put my own little twist on it and brought it back down south. And, you know, thus we got a bunch of these new niggas now, you know, that came off of what I did back then. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing, you know, growth, enhancement, or whatever you want to call it.
Speaking of rappers these days, I'm sorry, go ahead, Magasia.
No, I wanted to ask you, let's go on to your new project you got going on. I know that you just dropped a new mixtape. Is that correct, or are you playing with some music?
Yeah, I did a mixtape, but, you know, I'm getting the mixtape. Last one was M.I.A. Memorial, you know. I'm getting ready to put out Regeneration at the top of the year, well, more like the spring. So I've been dropping a few singles. I sent y'all a couple of singles, but, you know, I got way more than that. I don't want to confuse the game. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to keep working that Miami's heat and that sticking that vibe, you know, sticking and vibing. Because, you know, one is that vibe of the Miami streets, and the other one is, you know, where they got the game at. Now they think they're talking some trap music, but I'm going to show them how to do it. Show them what the game be about for real. You know, the risk versus the reward, you know. They all talk flash and reward, and, you know, but nah, you know, the shit that come with it. You know, just the truth, you know, like I always did. You know, put the game out there, the good game. But what's up with you ladies? How y'all doing?
We chilling. I mean, I'm over here straight cheesing because, like, I remember
right?
When I used to be in front of the TV acting a donkey, that's because who that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what I'm saying. And the whole problem, my God, we got JT Muddy Light on that Sibyl Ray. Like, you guys are
becoming
a legend. You can go.
Oh, you know my whole problem.
Whole problem. Oh, come on. Everybody has a whole problem.
Hey, so they got a whole problem. What they need to do? Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah. I mean, every time you come out a new track, you know what I'm saying, it's always straight fire. You know, we respect you. We love your crowd. We love what you're doing. So we had to get you on this Blue Radio. I mean, I know you got a lot going on. I know you got a new TV show that's airing in 2013. Let us know about that new TV show that will be airing. I'll be premiering in Miami.
Yes, Videos Exposed. That's a show I'm doing, and it's, I'm really doing it. You see how you guys, see, like, y'all a blessing for cats like myself. Like, y'all present the opportunity for me to reach my fans or my people who I couldn't reach if I didn't come on y'all's show. Okay, that's kind of what I'm doing with Videos Exposed. I'm playing the video. It got to be quality, though. You know, I ain't going to do nothing just because. But for the independent artists who can't get them on BET and MTV, and they got good records, because every city I go into, it's somebody that's hot in their area. And then nine times out of ten, somebody done put money behind them. They got nice videos, but this stuff ain't getting played. And it seemed like a waste of their money. What I'm doing is creating a doorway visually for independent artists, you know? Like, and that's why I call it Videos Exposed. You know, we're going to play the best of the best. You know, I'm going to play what they don't play. You know, because if you look at those other channels, just like those other radio stations, they play the same eight songs. Eight videos, eight songs.
Uh-huh.
What about the rest of these people? What about the rest of us? So my thing is to open another doorway. I call it the truth and lie, us and them, yin yang, left, right, you know, up and down, Coke and Pepsi, oil and water, sugar and shit, you know? I call it, you know, where one won't, the other one will. You know, we going, you know what I'm saying? Just to level the playing field, you know, to give independent artists the opportunity to, you know, to shine, you know, to level the playing field, you know. And hopefully, you know, somebody could pop off that way, you know. But that's my whole concept behind it, though. I'm a, you know, I'm a thorn in the side of the industry. Like, they mad I won't go away.
No, you can't go nowhere. So how can they watch the show, like if they're in Cali or they're in New Jersey, when it premieres in January?
That's when we actually start, what you call that, syndication. It's supposed to get picked up on the CW or that, they might call it something else. It's Real Network TV. They're going to pick it up January 5th or the first episode. Supposed to run on the 5th,
right,
which I'm proud of. I don't know. We just starting it off in the Southeast as of right now, but, you know, I'm going to have webisodes on now, and, you know, we can catch up. Hopefully, if we make enough noise, we get up to Jersey, you know. And how y'all doing up there with that storm? Y'all all right?
I mean, I'm in Miami right here. We cool. We cool, but
you
can see Ohio. Yeah,
Korea, okay. So y'all didn't get to, so all of us are safe. Well, I hope everybody else is all right.
Is it snowing over there?
Yeah, it snowed last night, though.
In Ohio?
Yeah, I'm in Ohio, but, you know, I'm originally from Minnesota, so I'm used to the snow, but
right.
I didn't expect no snow to come that early. I woke up this morning, we had white everywhere. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
No. No, Miami, it's been really breezy. Like, you know, we don't know. Miami residents, like, a little cold, wearing sweaters and boots and stuff. I mean, I was wearing a sweater this morning. It was only, like, 65 degrees, believe it or not, because I'm scared of cold. So, you know how that is. But
yeah, it is breezy right here, though. It's been winning all day.
That should feel good, y'all. Yeah, that should feel good. I'm the type of person where I'll sleep with a fan in the window middle of winter. Like, I love the cold.
So you like to bundle up, but you have your thick blanket with you.
And then, it's cuddle season, so you got to get booed up for just the season, though. Just the season.
Oh, that's what that is. That's what that is.
But, JT,
yes.
Speaking of the TV show or whatever, let everybody know, I mean, if people can submit their videos and how can they do that?
Yeah, you can submit videos on Videos Exposed. It's spelled V-I-D-E-O SX, like Crossing Guard, like XPOSED, videos exposed at gmail.com. And once you submit it, you know, we review them, and then, you know, we get right back at you. You know, we're going to pick what we like because we still got to have quality programming, you know, a good song as well as a good, you know, good-looking video, you know, because we really have to be able to compete with those other guys, you know, for it to be us and them, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to be fair and it's going to be good game, and, you know, we ain't got to kiss their ass, you know what I'm saying? We make our own go way.
We top dollars, like paying like $1,000 for BPM TV. That's crazy. That's
yeah, and then they only going to play you one time. They just take your money. You know, they throw you in the mix one day. But the other people, they already paid for, you know, they actually own those networks. They really run it. You know, if you look, you follow the money all the way back down, they be the same. They own it. You know, they regulate everything, you know. If you ain't down with them, then they not cutting you in. You know, it's not fair today, you know. They even took out the independent distributor, you know. A long time ago, you could just put out a record through an independent distributor, and if you made noise, you made noise, you know. But they stopped that. Yeah.
Well, it's all about money. I wanted to actually get into one of your tracks. See, I think it's called Stick and Move. No, Stick and Vibe. I'm trying to stick, you know, that's me on Miami. We stay sticking, we stay vibing.
Yeah.
So,
that's right.
I'm like, go ahead.
That must be like a Miami thing. That must be like Miami thing down
there.
Yes. It's definitely Miami. It's definitely Miami. And, you know, it's featuring my brother Deslop Pickett to the Low. You know, he wanted to stick King Vibers down there. So I had to do me a stick record for the crib, you know. And, well, you want me to introduce it right now? You ready?
Yes,
yeah, I'm pulling it up right now, but go ahead and introduce it.
Okay, well, y'all get ready. So whenever y'all come to Miami, y'all know what to ask for, y'all know what to do. Y'all going to stick and y'all going to vibe. This is Stick and Vibe from JT Money featuring Deslop, Pick It to the Low, my brother. And here we go, live on your radio. Get him, Jay! Yeah, run it, director.
Like the other one, with my brother Deathlock, Pick It to the Low. If you don't know how we roll, you already slow. I gotta hit my mark, phase not an option. No fear in my heart. Yeah, it's been that from the start. Really rip sticks and we really run the yard. I come clean cause my whole team depending on it. Suckers hate good game cause they women on it. But that don't stop my vibe. Disrespect me, I'ma up my five. Never forget that, that's a setback. I'm all out about mine and you can bet that. Don't take short, cut no corners. 9 times out of 10, it's on us. Bang, stay in the field, get straight to the money. Can't get old cause all the young girls love me. Hit me on the Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Check the comments, see I'm still that player. Yeah, call it Pippin Extreme. Name another, any other like me on the scene, huh? I ain't think so, so what the hate for? What can you do about it? You better lay low. I got some good game that y'all can pay for. Ain't got a team that'll get you if I say so.
Here's all the way live, all in my ride. Gonna party all night. go get it if you ain't got it. Record company can't find me cause I'm the product. I don't act like, look like, or sound like nobody, but I still put it down right. A little brown and white, I might smoke that. This is a extended clip, still tote that. How you gonna blow that when you owe that? Nah, nah, bam, bam, hold that.
That's what's hot now, you know.
you know, it's what you instill in them, you know, like scripture. You know, but they're gonna have to pay for that, though, because, you know, by your words you be justified, by your words you be condemned. So if you niggas, if you lead these people to hell, that's where your ass responsible for that.
Let everybody know how they can book you, and they want to fly you to New York, they want to fly you to Ohio, how can they book you?
Yeah, well, you can book me anytime. You can hit me up. You can send me an email at pimpinextreme@gmail, PIMPINXTREME@gmail. Or you can just follow me on Twitter, JT Money, MIATL, JTMONEYMIATL at Twitter. Or you can hit me on Facebook, Jeffrey Tompkins, you know. Or if you just hit the URL, official JT Money. But, you know, I'm out here. And you know about this life, you know. And I work with players, too, because I love to see my people, you know. I ain't one of them niggas you got to pay $20,000 to get one song, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? My game is always better. Nobody be mad at them. But that's the game.
If somebody wants to, like, have you on one of their features, on their track for a feature, like, how much do you charge and, like, what's the cost that they want, like, put you on the track?
It varies, but I keep it, you know. I got a street number and I got people with a budget number, you know. But everything, you can reach me on those numbers. But now, for the best work, unless you got a man, fire than my man, because I swear my guy's the shit. As far as recording, mixing, and mastering, and creating, you can come down here and get the whole package. You come down to Tampa, where I work at, Clearwater, where I work at, mm-hmm. and we can make it happen. But, you know, I go anywhere, you know. It's all business to me. It's all work. I love what I do. I love my job. And, like, if they got something hot enough that I think got the potential, shit, I'm liable to work that out with them anyway. But if it's some niggas, you know, that just want to do something, you know what I'm saying? It's all negotiable, you know. But I would not do nothing under a certain price, though. But, you know, I want to be calling numbers out on y'all on radio, so. But they can get at me.
Yo,
if they got yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You can keep going. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, serious business inquiries, you know, they can hit me up, you know, Twitter, Facebook.
Be about your money before you hit him up, because if you don't got that cash, he's going to hang up in your face because you're about his money, JT Money. Don't get it twisted, and it's straight like that.
Thank you very much. I sure appreciate you for letting them know. That I ain't got to sound like the bad guy. But, you know, but see, even with the money they pay me, they still can't pay me enough because I do so much after the record, you know. I promote harder than some of the dudes who record it is, you know. And, you know, you ain't just getting a verse with me. Like, with me, I don't just go in there, rap some shit, and then run up out of nigga way. You know, I like to make sure the nigga happy. Like, we straight, or then I come up with other ideas. Well, nah, we need to put this here. You know, I'm trying to build a hit record. I ain't just trying to get no check off no nigga. Because, nigga, you can't even pay me enough. You just paying me to come to work. They just paying me to show up to work.
Bad respect for that because, you know, a lot of artists, like let's say a lot of underground artists, they think they gonna make it if they pay $20,000 to get a feature with Lil Wayne or Gucci
right.
Man or, you know, anybody like that. They think they're gonna
right.
get, you know, they don't
no.
promote that shit. They got their own music to promote. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm. And them niggas don't get behind it either. But they don't even give them their all sometimes. They give them some verse they had left over that ain't make something else. But them niggas be happy to just get that shit. Like me, I go in there and vibe. Like, I make sure the nigga who's spending the money straight. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you
I like
you
that.
Ask. Yeah, but that's
okay.
just me. That's just my character anyway. That's the type of nigga I am. But anyway, you know, I love what I do anyway.
We have some callers. Our phone lines are lighting up to speak to you.
Wow.
But before we get into some callers, I just got to ask this question. This is Miss Queen T. I got to know, since you were talking about the cats rapping these days, you know, since you being back and, you know, and you coming out with new music or whatever, but I want to know, like, who is out in the shine right now? Like, artist rapper out right now, who needs to stop rapping? Who just needs to stop?
Who just needs to stop?
What is it? Stop that shit, like, for real.
I just because see, now you make me the mad rapper. Because I'm like, a lot of that shit need to just stop. Because they be just talking that same bullshit, what I've been talking about. Everybody got the biggest chain. Everybody sell the most dope. Everybody hit the most yellow bones or whatever the hell they want. Everybody tricking on wax. You know, ain't nobody giving up no good game. Until a nigga teach a nigga how to live out here and stay out the cracker's face, stay out the system, you know, give him some game, some positive influence, like, boom. Like, you can't have a nigga rapping about, boom, I made this money, boom, I put something up for the kids, boom, I went over there and invested in that. They're going to be like, what, nigga, what you talking about? But as soon as a nigga get up in that bitch, be like, yo, nigga, my trap, boom, and nigga, I spun it all that night on that bitch, and I got the chain, nigga. They gonna be like, yeah, hell yeah. But it's that ADD shit. It's that dumb music. Like, the song be so simple today, you ain't even gotta think about them. I mean, a hit record is that, all right? You ain't gotta force a hit. But you're supposed to grow with this shit, man. It's like niggas going in reverse. I think I'm the hardest nigga in the game, boom, boom. I'm the hardest nigga in the game, boom, boom. That's that bullshit.
So,
who needs to stop? I hear the same niggas. Shit, I don't know. You got some niggas have good conversation, but they don't really speak English. You know, like Ebonics is harder than a motherfucker. Like, I speak Ebonics, but my enunciation is pretty on point. But other niggas, you know, they can't talk. And then you got other niggas who speak clear and they don't speak about shit. I don't know. Like, today, I think they got the best 8 bullshit rappers out. Like, they the best at bullshit. Like, they rappers. Like me, I'm a rapper. I represent a certain type of nigga, a certain way of life. I don't rap. You know what I'm saying? These other niggas, they just putting on, you know? So if you're going to say that, then I'm going to say all the motherfuckers need to stop. And you start naming.
He kept on saying Chain.
Well, you know, that dude right there, like, all right, you saying 2 Chainz, so I wasn't even talking to him because he was one of them niggas who was saying Poison Clan when he first came out. You know, he was giving me my props. Them other niggas... They be trying to steal my game and act like they made it up. You know, at least he was shouting out, yo, what's up, boy? Yeah, I'm like, okay, that's cool. You know, like when a nigga like Ross came
okay,
out.
Okay, so you say he's cool, but what you think about the music, though?
I don't know. See, they all got a song or two that I like, but see, I can't just ride to all that shit. I can't just stick that in all of the nigga shit in my deck and just let it play, even though I ain't even tried. But I might be the mad rapper today because I ain't even trying to listen to none of this shit. Don't nobody make me want to go to the stove right now. Don't nobody, you know, if they got a one record I like, but I like the beat to that. But sometimes niggas will trail off with their rapping, and I'm like, oh, man, here they go. I'm looking for the instrumental, you know. But, yeah, that's that bullshit. But... a fire-ass mixtape, you know what I'm saying? I take that one song from that nigga, one song from that nigga, and I just make my own something to ride to. But right now, you know, I be riding that JT Money, that Porsche Clan, that old school, that Jeep, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. See, I ain't here to call no niggas because I'm all them niggas' big brother and uncle. What I'm going to do is lead by example, you know? If I beat up my little brother, he gonna kind of be rebellious. So I'm gonna just show him, you know. If they rebel, then I might have to knock the fuck out somebody, slap somebody. But right now, you know, I'm gonna show the niggas better than I can tell them, you know, because I've been telling them this long. But it go to seeming like OJ hating now, OJ mad now, or something. But no, nigga, the gang.
It's a game, man. It's the whole freaking game. But it's cool. All right, with that being said, I'm going to have to take some callers. I know a lot of people are now going to talk to our boy JT Money.
Yeah, and if y'all are, you know, just now tuning in, we got JT Money on the line. So if y'all want to go live with us, make sure you press that one. Press that one. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. So and that being said, we're going to get into the first caller out of the 614-774.
What up, y'all? Next to Blow Radio.
Next to Blow.
All right, that's what's up, yo. This Lyrical Incisions out of Columbus, Ohio. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Big ups to the boy JT Money. What's going on, OG?
What's up, brother? Columbus, what's up?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Feeling good. Listen, man, I've been listening to everything that you have been saying, and I honestly want to tip my hat off to you first off because I really, really appreciate the realness that you are actually bringing to the table right now. A lot of today's rappers who I consider veterans in the game are very, very afraid to speak on how you're speaking right now.
I'm glad you're saying that because that's what it is. It's like some of them conforming. They trying to follow, you know, anything to get in with these people. It's like, no, man, you're a leader. You're supposed to lead. You know, you can't be scared to be out there on your own, brother, if you're going to lead. They're going to follow you when all that shit fell. But I appreciate you for even recognizing that, brother. You know, that's one love.
That's what it is, though, because I just feel like as a community, as a hip-hop community, we actually need that. We need the people to actually teach the younger community about longevity in the game. And don't go out here, and if you get 10 stacks off of your record deal or whatever you got 10 stacks from, go invest that shit and stop talking about blowing $7,000-$8,000 in the club that night. And then you wake up in the morning just looking like shit. And you know what I'm saying? You could have took that money. You could have shot your video. You could have.
You're a smart brother. Now watch, you're going to do it.
Yeah, you know, I am. I got next to Blow holding me down. And please believe, my nigga, though. Please believe, Joe. With all due respect, man, I've been riding with you from 4, 5, or 6. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Every
day. You know what I'm saying? As a little youngster and shit, I used to watch that video, man. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with JT Money, absolutely.
Well, I appreciate the player, bro. I appreciate
you know
the player.
So, you know what I'm saying? Just a quick question, though, before we ride out. I just want to know, what type of advice would you give to, you know, the young starving artists right now?
Yeah, well, that's it, though. And, you know, all right, first is about the product, you know, the creativeness, you know. I love originality or, you know, next level shit. You got to be that with it. But then you got to work. Cats got to work. You can't just throw out nothing on your block and think you're going to make it. You got to hit all the social networks. You got to hit all the radio stations, all the blogs. So, you know, you got to really promote yourself because that's how you're going to get the attention of the major. Somebody being rude trying to call in while we're talking, but I'm going to wait till that beep go, and I'm going to finish. But you really got to promote yourself. You know, like it's like the game going back to the beginning almost when we used to get out there in the vans with a bunch of product and we was going city to city promoting ourselves. But now we got this internet, it kind of levels the playing field. You know, like, they won't play us on their station, but look where we at. We right here on Next to Blow Radio. We got to be on these stations, you know. We got to mess with them, support them, and so they can continue to support us, you know. And it's just game like that, you know. If you're hungry, you got to turn that hunger into some kind of ambition and drive to work to get food, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely appreciate that, man. I definitely appreciate that. Well, I want you to keep doing what you're doing, and anytime that you can pull a little youngster to the side and shoot him some game, though, please do.
Anytime, every time, brother.
You know what I'm saying? And before I get off here, man, I needed to get that Gmail for the video exposed one more time.
Yeah, okay. Videos exposed, VIDEOSXPOSED, videos exposed@gmail.com, and you can submit right there, and she'll get right back with you. And you know, we're doing probably 3 episodes before January. You know, we just got to get these 3 pilots going, And make sure you put your name on. Let me know that shoe because I know what I'm looking for. You know, I might got a little favor in there or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
hey, Jay, this is me.
Like that.
Hey,
well,
hey Jay, this is me from Columbus, Ohio. Nigga, the one on the radio. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be
yeah,
like, yeah,
absolutely.
That's the man's
to know.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Lyrical,
yeah,
sure,
also
make sure you follow him on Twitter as well. Yo, y'all definitely can link up on Twitter. JT, go ahead and give out your Twitter.
The Twitter is JTMoneyMiatl. JT Money, Miami, Atlanta. JT Money, Miatl. Yep, Twitter.
All right, well, yo, thanks for giving back, man. Thanks for giving back.
All right, brother.
All right. Thanks, Derek, for calling in. Appreciate it. We're going to get into another caller from the 323216. Caller, who is this?
Hey, yo, what is it like? You already know it's your boy, Hocus Pocus, DJ No Good, No Good. What's up, buddy, ladies? JT Money in the building.
What's
I'm
up,
here with knowledge you dropping, bro. It's good that you got this energy flowing right now on the airwaves, you know what I'm saying? Next to Blow Radio is the place to be, and I'm appreciating all the knowledge and the jewels that you're dropping. For real, salute to you, bro.
Well, I appreciate you listening in, brother, because I need this to not fall on deaf ears. I need my brothers and sisters to get this, because you know I can't do it by myself. I need my team.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, we support you out here in Cali. It's ironic that you know I'm a host here on Next to Blow Radio as well, and I've been on a little hiatus. You know what I mean, shaking a couple of player haters, but. You know, me and my brother were just having a conversation because my brother is the one who started me with rap. And the first song he wrote to was actually to that beat, to I. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is cool. You know what I'm saying? This really made my night. So I get to talk to you right now, you know what I'm saying? And just getting to listen to this, the energy that you're exposing right now, you know, it's really a blessing. To have people that keep it real, you know what I'm saying, and tell us what's straight up, you know what I mean, not a bunch of bullshit. What you've been saying so far is all good to my ears, so keep doing your thing. I salute you. I support you. You know what I mean? That's the Blow Radio. We got you.
Thank you, brother, and I appreciate you.
Definitely.
I would not give my people no bullshit. Hey, look, I be telling people like this, like, all right, now that you got the people's attention, what you going to tell them now? Some bullshit. You're responsible for that shit now. You got to, it's like shouting, hey. Then everybody look at you, and it's like, now what? You got to have, you know, you can't be doing people like that.
You got to be ready. You got to be ready to spit that knowledge.
Yeah, something good.
Yeah,
something to keep it. Because truth is forever, lies but for a moment, you know. So when that bullshit, all that bullshit will be exposed. When the smoke clear, guess what? That truth going to still be standing right now. It was that the whole time, you know? You know, and it's just like that. You know, the truth, you know, will reveal itself. So I ain't worried. You know, I just keep working hard, and I appreciate these opportunities. Like, it's a blessing for me. Like you said, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to even share with brothers and sisters, you know?
Because,
you know, it's all about the music. It's all about the music, the culture. You know, I even think the music itself was a gift from God. Like, God gave us that to survive. Like, back in the days, you know, if you didn't play sports or you wasn't kissing the ass, you couldn't get no money. But through this music, this hip-hop and R&B, we got DJs, promoters, producers, dancers, stage man. You know, it created all these different jobs, security, different ways for niggas to eat, videographers. You know, that was our game. But guess what? Somebody done got behind the desk and sold our game to them people, you know. So here they go, they control it again. But thanks to the internet,
take it back.
Yeah, thanks to the internet. That's what we're doing. We doing it. We leveling the fields, you know. Cats got to just get back out there in the streets, and you know, hand to hand with this thing, you know. Get in touch, because a lot of artists, you know, think about it. They wouldn't even be on here talking with us. They'll go talk to goddamn Howard Stern or Flinton, somebody, you know, whoever
is.
But you know why? Because they don't want y'all to be in power. That takes away from their power.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
So it's like, yeah, but, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, we got to do what we got to do. Where they could just put this one nigga at a pinnacle where he think he just the man until they get mad at him. So when he get mad at him, they going to take all everything they gave him. But all this shit we earning right here, see, they can't take that. Like, they don't like me because I tell them they can't fire me. You can't fire me from being me. I'm me. Bitch, I'm the product. You know, I might could sell more with y'all, but y'all can't stop me from selling as I go every day. I can, you know, I do this. Yeah, but, you know, I don't even know how we got to that conversation, but I hope it helps somebody out.
You said a lot of right, bro. You know what I'm saying? This is definitely needed for everyone to hear. I appreciate you. I salute you. You know, I won't take up too much of y'all time. I want to hear some more of that good music, though. I like that energy, man. That new track I just heard from you is hitting. How can I download that? Where can I find that? Give me some links.
Well, I got that on SoundCloud. You know, I got that up there on SoundCloud, or you can just go to one of my Facebook pages up there. You know, I got them posted. Those particular ones. I leaked a few. You know, it's a lot of new stuff out there. You just go to, I got a video, a YouTube page, JT Money Videos, all one word. JTMoneyVideos, JT Money Videos. And it's about 80-something videos on the page right now, you know. All new songs that the world ain't even got a chance to hear yet. But, you know, I put it there, you know. So you can check it out. It's all up there, brother.
I got you, for sure, for sure. Well, keep doing your thing, JT Money. We support you out here in California, so just know that.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir. All right, ladies, I appreciate y'all for, you know, taking my call and everything. I'll be back on tomorrow, so, yeah, let's get it.
Yeah.
Oh,
good homie right here on Next to Blow Radio.
Next to Blow.
All right, homies, love you.
Hey,
right,
JT, we're going to need
what's
some
up?
Radio drop keys the next time you go into the studio, JT. Some radio drop.
Yeah. I wish I would have did it before. I was just in that mode today. Hold on, I'm going to do one for you right now. Yo, what's up? It's Thunder Now with JT Money. That's right. You listening to Next to Blow Radio. Yeah, keep it locked. Don't turn that dial. You can hit that one.
Yo. Yo,
I like that.
Yeah, we live on Next to Blow Radio. Oh, you don't know? Hit that one, player.
Okay.
We got some callers. We're going to take a couple more callers, then we're going to get into another track. We got another caller calling from the 302. Caller 302-482.
Yo.
Yo.
Hey. Yo, what's happening? What's happening? It's Fame, man. Hey, yo, what up, JT Money? What's up, big homie?
What's good, fam? How about that, my brother?
What's happening, man? Hey, yo, I just wanted to foremost let you know I was listening to everything you were saying, you know what I'm saying, while they was interviewing you or whatever. And it sparked my interest because right now I got what you're looking for, good brother. You know what I'm saying? I got a mixtape right now on thatpiff.com. It's a free mixtape. It's called Ripping Out the Frame. And all I'm talking about on each track is straight real hip-hop, and when I say real hip-hop, I ain't talking about, you know, everybody talking about the streets, everybody talking about the gutter, this, that, and the third. I'm talking about how to get up out of there, you know what I'm saying,
right.
how to lead the young folks, you know what I'm saying, because I came from out of there, and, you know,
right.
I realized the music ain't really reaching the people how it's supposed to, and I got six official tracks, good brother, that I'm trying to get you to check out. You know what I mean? It's called Rip 'Em Out the Frame on thatpiff.com. It's on all soulful beats, and I'm just giving the people that real. You know what I mean?
Hold up. Let me write this down. Rip 'Em Out the Frame.
Yes, Rip 'Em Out the Frame.
P-H-R-A-M-E.
Frame. Rip 'Em Out the Frame. The artist is Fame. P-H-A-M-E. I'm on thatpiff.com. You know what I mean? It's a free mixtape.
Okay, Fame. P-H-A-M-E-D.
Oh, yo, Fame. Also, make sure you follow him on Twitter, too, so y'all can link up that way as well.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right, I got it. What is JT Money, M-I-A-A-T-L?
No, just M-I-A-T-L.
Oh, okay, no doubt. All right, I got you. I'm going to lock you in.
Okay, all right, brother. Well, shit, I'm looking for you now. Send me a link if you can. When you get on, send me the link, then I can just, boom, hit it up and just, you know, because I be vibing now.
Word, that's what I'm going to do, good brother, no doubt. Hey, yo, you stay up too, man, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Same to you, bro.
All Yeah, all right. Yo, good luck, Miss Queen T. Magashi. Hey, yo, get at me about that mixtape too, man.
Definitely. You already know you want the mixtape, so we already got that. We're gonna get it together. You know, it's a little weight progress process, but we're gonna get it together. Right, Magashi? We got it together.
Oh, most definitely. The first mixtape on Mr. Blow, Volume 1, so we dropping that real soon, so y'all look out for that, too.
All right, no doubt,
definitely.
No doubt. That's what
definitely.
It is.
Good, have it out.
But yeah, shout out to my boy, Fame, just called in from Delaware. We're going to take one more caller, then we're going to get into another track of my boy, JT Money. Let's go ahead and get into a 305, area code 263.
Uh-oh.
What's good, man?
What they do?
What's good with the radio Next to Blow? I want to give a shout-out to everybody. I was invited to y'all's show, and I've been listening to everything. JT, anything you talk from Miami, you already know we represent. We embrace it. I ran it a few times at a couple of strip clubs in Miami, but never, you know, made an interest to get at you like that because I respect you as an OG. But, you know, I'd like to acknowledge everybody, all the grind in Miami, A&R, put out music. T-Row Music is a new artist I'm working with, and L.A. Keith. We have a few things in Miami, but the Miami market is very difficult, man. You already know that.
Right.
And, man, we've been grinding in and out of states, and just advice for Miami artists and A&Rs and promoters in Miami, how do you feel about, you know, the game in Miami and where it's headed? Because there's a lot of realness coming out of here now, but it's still that fake work still down.
Right. Well, that's one thing I'm proud of. I'm proud of my brothers and sisters out there that's repping. But, again, it's them people that's behind the desk right now. You know, everybody want to be the man to the crackers give out time. Everybody got control issues. Instead of letting the game breathe and grow like it's supposed to, they done, some of them dudes done envied the oppressor and took his ways, trying to, you know, keep some of us down, not letting all of us get in. Because you remember when Uncle Adam used to have a station and all that, and he was playing everybody. He gave everybody a shot, you know, And it's just like, you know, my dog in front of the streets and FM and everything else, but, you know, we got to stay active with these dudes and get that music out there. I mean, you really got to run the streets to make it pop in Miami. You got to go everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You got to damn near be a regular at every club until your shit pop off. Then you got to try to back up. But the artists, I love the art. I love what my brother's doing. All my little brothers, I love it. Like, I ain't mad at all, you know. I spent them little 10, 13 years in Georgia. When I came home and I seen what was going on, like, shit, heavy that. Yeah. So, you know, but it ain't nothing we can't work through, man, you know. It's still going to be about the grind, and it's going to be the quality of the product. You know, a hit record is a hit record. You know, everybody can rap, but everybody don't know how to make records. You know, Cat got to concentrate on making a hit. You know, you got to weigh it up against what's going on. You know, a little friendly competition. We ain't scared of nothing. You know, it's just about bringing out the best in them, you know, bringing out the best in each other, you know, and that's what the game supposed to do. We're supposed to excel and elevate. But, you know, I don't really love the follow suit game. I like the, you know, I like innovativeness, you know, when Cat's be creative. Are they doing that? Well, I'm gonna do this. You know,
and that's
it'd be good like that.
That's something that you said earlier about being a leader. Once you born as a leader. That's just how I feel. That's how I was raised in the streets of Miami. I became a leader because Miami, you're a leader, never a follower. So you know, that knowledge that you said earlier in the conversation. You know, I just pretty much I'm a one man team. I salute you just for even going to Atlanta trying to break out, because that's why I try to take off season. I get more love in Atlanta than I get in Miami.
If you're not on 99 Jams or Power 92.8, 8.7, 89.1 or 2.7, they're not showing no love. And then these DJs, I have Miami charging $500 every two weeks to get your music on their underground station. That's crazy.
And they trying the hood like that. See, now they not trying all these other niggas who records they playing every day. Like they'll play all them niggas who playing on 99 Jams records for free. But then when the hood come to them, they want to try to charge the nigga. See, that's stupid. That's dumb. See that? Yeah, that's dumb. It's like, no, nigga, if you want to be played on here, they got to play. This our community station. You supposed to play the hood.
I got every DJ, I got every 99 Jams DJ on my phone. And I can tell you right now, if I call any one of them DJs right now, I can talk to them, but I can't get a record on the radio. But everybody in the hood like our record. You know what I'm saying? It's in King of Diamonds and all these other clubs, but it can't get on 99 Jams. It's just one of those questions that you ask. Is it the music? Is it yourself? Or, you know, of course, if you got good music and everybody else is giving you feedback when you're performing, but then, of course, when you step to 99 Jams, try to get it on, I need $1,700 for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, you're right about that. You never mind.
Well, I got to give you a car. I got to give you a down payment for a car note or for a car, you know, versus us building a good relationship. I build a lot of my good relationships with Atlanta people, Drummer Boy, DJ Drummer, you know, off of just street running into you. What's good? I could text those dudes right now, and they show me more love than the people in Miami.
They don't want to see you grow. They don't want to see other Miami artists don't want to see each other grow because you could post your music video on another artist page on Facebook or Twitter, and they delete that shit. Like, why are you posting my page? But they don't believe in showing that love. It's all about old competition to them. But I'm trying to say it's going to be hard for artists in Miami to get to that stage because they don't believe in helping each other grow. They just feel like competition. It shouldn't be like that. But unfortunately, that's how it is in Miami.
Well, I just want to get my last thing out. You know, JT Money, you know, I got a production team, you know, Snatch and Grab production, you know.
I like that.
You know, follow me at BigG305, also T-Row Music, is a new website we got up. L.A. Keith is also the new L.A. Key 305. It's a new project. I'm working with some Mixtape Monopoly DJs in Atlanta. I'm trying to bring the bridge between Miami and Atlanta, how music get out of Miami up there, you know, because if you get up there, it's going to spread down here. So that's right now. Y'all doing mixtapes. I need drops from y'all. Y'all get my email. Hit me up on Twitter. Man, I'm trying to make Miami a different city in 2013, man.
Don't give up on it. But I'm glad you said that. Break somewhere else and come on. See, even Jesus had to leave Nazareth. You know, because the niggas in Nazareth were like, man, he ain't the nigga. That's Joseph's son. That nigga ain't the nigga. He had to go somewhere else, and then, you know what I'm saying? A prophet is not a prophet in his own town. You know, this is scripture. This shit been this way since the beginning. You know, and they got to bust out somewhere else, and then, you know, but you never forget about it. You never leave it. You know, it's in you. So, like, when I left, niggas was trying to say, oh, JG left us. That's why I came home. I came back home to shake up the streets because every time I come home, niggas acting funny with me. They'll see me and be like, Jay, we love you, Jay. But as soon as I walk off, I felt like they were saying, fuck that nigga. You know? So I had to stay up in their face, stay up in their chest, you know? You know? Hey, and shit. That's what I did.
I salute you because I was in Liv maybe 2 years ago. You may probably remember this. But Mike Gardner from Headline introduced you to perform at Fountain Blue at Liv. I was shocked to hear that you perform it at Liv. You're the only Miami real nigga I know to ever perform at Liv.
Right.
The only real
that,
nigga.
That was Mike. That was my boy Taz. He was one of his birthday parties or something. He said, hold up, we got to have Jay up in there. You know, I came in there just to do that. I'm glad somebody saw that. Go ahead, my brother. I appreciate you.
But let me tell you this. I hate to go in there and see the trophy going around. Everybody saluting them boys. I walked up out of there because Miami niggas don't do that.
Right. Right.
Yeah, man. I want to go ahead.
You too. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Yo, JT, we got the phone lines still lit up. I'm trying. All right, well, actually, nobody want to press one, but you know, I'm trying to screen the calls. They acting like they too shy to go on air. So we gonna get into this next track. Go ahead and introduce your next track, JT.
Okay. Well, again, this is JT Money, a.k.a. Miami's Heat, apostrophe S, Miami's Heat. And that's what the name of this track is, Miami's Heat, JT Money. Get him, Jay! Live on the Next to Blow radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Miami's Heat.
Money man, Miami Heat, right pushing that rock out on the back streets. I post up on the baseline, catch me in the key for more than three. I'm facing time, then I kick it out to my little bro. He don't play up front, call that a free throw. Ain't no penetration, we lock it down the middle, and we don't cut it either. Double dribbles, and when them crackers rush, now a timeout. I got two strikes, ain't trying to foul out. Them three pointers, I call them eight balls. Sideline officials, y'all don't make calls. Take the ball out, that's when we up. I'm like Chambers on the side, putting threes up. This rim is my house, and I must protect it. You bring that bullshit in, getting rejected. Firearms a felon, ain't supposed to have them. I keep that 40 on me. Winner James, fans in the stands screaming go Heat. We play the opposition and the police. Yeah, the police, AK the referee. Them grams jumping for the 50, Joel Anthony. Bring it down the court, traffic in. Careful cause the ref love to call traveling. But I don't play no more, I coach the team. Now with digital scales, I'm used to triple beams. Straight drop, that's a slam dunk. Nowadays they serving y'all all kind of junk.
What y'all already know is Sugar Bear, Sugar Beezy, Christina Dot Englewood, and I'm rocking with your girls, Miss Queen Tia Magasia, on the Next to Blow radio show.
Next to Blow, Next to Blow, 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 Next to Blow radio, Miss Queen Tia Magasia, let's get it, it's major.
Yeah, it is a major, y'all already know T-Major's in the building. Yep, got a beat. Yo, that beat is so live over here. I was going off of the dash and I was sticking, I was rolling, I was getting low, I was doing the cat daddy, doing all that.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, wow. Hey, and I'm watching the Heat right now too.
Yes, oh yes, yes. Team Heat, you already know. Team Heat is in the
building. Oh my God.
Yes, yes. Team
See,
Heat
I'm
is in the
building. All y'all, Mike. Y'all start talking about that Heat, and I'm playing.
she's a
hater. Hey,
she's
don't
a
worry.
Hater.
Y'all got a Miami, Ohio up there somewhere.
No, I'm a Celtics fan. I'm sorry, I'm Celtics.
Well, I'm sorry you're Celtic, too. Hey, I'm sorry you're Celtic, too. Hey, we off in that ass right now, baby.
Let us know who produced that track right there. Who produced that track for you?
My partner, Lou Drummond. That's the dude I was telling you about when I was saying they can come my way and we can get some work in. I promise you're going to leave out of that happy. But Lou Drummond, he did both tracks. He did the Stick and Vibe, and he did that Miami's Heat. You know, I work with a couple other producers. You know, Church Boy, he out of Orlando, the firm. Mr. Mix, the dude who actually put me in the game, the one who did the first Poison Clan album, the DJ from Two Live Crew, he did the one called Fun Girl on the album. And, you know, my partner DJ Brad out of the A, really from Alabama, but he in the A, he did... Stacks in the Rubber Band. You know, I be working with them independent producers, and, you know, some of these cats got platinum records, but people don't even know about it. Because, see, with the game, them people buy their stuff. And, you know, they still get their credit, but they won't get the promotion for it. You know, they make it seem like Joe Blow did it. But I know what's going on.
So how can producers send you beats? For you to choose what you would like to work with in the near future if you decide to work with other producers.
Producers always send me beats to my Gmail. You know, I every time I get on the road to go out of town, I make a new beat CD, something to ride to while I'm riding. I be making records in my head, you know, and then whatever stick, I call that dude back and say, yeah, we're going to do this one. I record it and send them back to him. They're like, damn, Jay. So, you know, but Pimpin' Extreme, P-I-M-P-I-N as in Nancy, X-T-R-E-M-E, Pimpin' Extreme at gmail.com. And them beats come in. Shit, them rhymes come out. Them hit records. make
us
some money.
Make us some money. That's
yeah.
So do you have any upcoming shows that we need to know about?
I wish y'all could get to Miami for the Miami Bass Fest. Now, that's going to be a big show. You know, that's like at the Bank United Center. My dog Chico Leo putting it on. But, you know, it's a lot of old school groups. Like, you're going to have JT Money, Poison Clan. You're going to have 95, 69, somebody being rude, calling in. God damn it. 69, boy, they're taking it back to MC Shotty. You're taking it back to Raheem and them. You're taking it back to, you know, just that old school way the game came from, you know, that real Southern classic. It's big in Miami. But me, I do shows all the time. That's really what I
do. So what date is that for that show, The Big Atlantic? I think I know I heard that on 99 Jams the other day for the commercial. What date? How can they get tickets there in Miami?
How can you get tickets? Well, they're, you know, Ticketmaster, but I asked the promoter, for y'all station. Because he done gave me a bunch already, but my family took them. My little sister's sons, you know, my little cousins. Yeah, they took my little back. So on the other words, y'all have to walk in with me backstage, and then we just done.
That's what it is. That's what's up. That's right there. We definitely got
JT. Yo, JT, this is Miss Queen T. I have a question for you. Another question for you.
Go ahead, Miss Queen T.
I got to know. I have to know. Why ain't you following me back on Twitter? You don't got no love for me, like.
I'm not following you.
You follow Magasia, but you ain't following me. Like, that's how it is.
Shit.
No love.
Oh shit.
No, no.
She
does show you love, most definitely.
Yeah, she. Hey, I was just waiting on my invitation. You know, I didn't want to be stalking you.
Whatever.
Hey, look, I thought I was following everybody who was tweeting. Like, every time we tweet and retweet, I thought, let me get behind that person. They on the team.
Yeah, Make sure you follow at Miss Queen T, you know, at Next to Blow Radio. We support you most definitely.
Before we let you go, I want to ask another question, you know, since I want to know what your thoughts are about the 2012 president campaign.
I want to give my man Obama some more time to finish what he started. I don't like the way this dude coming in. I don't even like his spirit, his energy. And, you know, Democrat or Republican, I don't even care, you know, but my man trying to make it where we can all have a fair shake, and I want to give him a shot. So if y'all but give my man another term, cause this other dude, fuck him. Just like them people who were in the hurricane. He was just saying, oh, all that should be privatized. Government don't need to help people. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But now look, now the storm done hit. Now what? See, it's true that he would have left all the people out to dry.
You
want to
cut FEMA out?
We're
talking about so we have a hurricane. That's so true.
Right. That nigga ain't got no love for nobody. He trying to fuck him. Fuck him.
Yeah, team fuck with Ronnie. Yes, most definitely. And if you're on the line and you're voting for Mitt Romney, I'm sorry. Fuck you too. I'm sorry.
Well, you heard it done. Fuck you, cuz. That's that bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, his issues wasn't right. And I'm glad Obama smart enough not to fall for their bullshit. You know, just keep fighting a good fight. You know, that's what we doing out here. Obama doing what we doing. He ain't scared to go up against him. In the name of truth and love and justice, you know what I'm saying? Let's get him, goddammit.
Get him.
Get him.
Get him.
Yo, JP, I got a question. So what keeps you humble? Like, I got so much mad respect for you, like, after interviewing you and stuff like that. So what keeps you humble? Like, what keeps you, you know, so humble?
Just life, you know? To even be loved and respected, and I'm still not doing shit. You know, like a lot of people are like, well, damn, Jay, you quit when you go. I don't know, but even when I was famous, I felt like I ain't never did nothing. Like, I always felt like the best is yet to come. And then I also understand, shit, it's just, you just famous, you just hot right now. You got to stay hot. You got to, you know, you got to go home. You know what I'm saying? Same people you see on your way up, you see on your way down, you know. Just being real, being honest with myself. See, it's not getting caught up in the hype, you know. And you know, God, my family, you know, they keep me humble, you know. But I ain't never been the cocky, arrogant type. You know, I think I'm the shit. But when I'm talking to you, I'm not going to shit on you, you know. I think respect is a two-way street, you know what I'm saying? It's not given, it's earned, you know. I mean, you can give it at first, but the maintaining is earned, you know. Nobody could be mad at fair. Fair is shit, it's fair, you know what I'm saying? And it's just stuff like that, you know, that keep me just balanced, you know. I don't want nobody like, well, see, I got to tell you another story now. I like to see famous people when they be acting on Hollywood, hiding behind their glasses. And then I walk up to him and be like, yeah, what's up? They be like, oh, shit, what's up, Jay? I be like, yeah, nigga, whatever. Because, you know, they be on that bullshit. They think a nigga wanna, like me, I deal with everybody on an individual basis. Like, 100 people could walk up to me and say, what's up? I'm going to look 100 people in their eyes and say, what's up? What's up? What's up? Because you can tell where the love at and where it ain't. You know the bullshit, but that I ain't got time for it, you know. I don't know. I guess that's why you hear a lot of rappers getting their heads bust. Niggas be threatening them all on YouTube and Worldstar. You know, cause they act Hollywood and they disrespect somebody else's set. Me, I go everywhere as a man, and, you know, I expect that respect, you know, and I give it back, you know. But shit, so we all good. Yeah, buddy hit me up too. They tweeting right now. You done put me back on Twitter.
Yeah.
You see me following, you gotta look back. You see me behind you. Yeah, you see Jay Bailey right behind you. Breathing down your neck, yeah. But
JP, so I want to know, besides yourself, who is in your CD player right now? Or who's on your, matter of fact, you don't even listen to CDs no more. So who's on your MP3? Who's in your playlist?
I got that old school phone. You know, I still be playing that old school Frankie Beverly, Mayer, when, you know, just to get away. I hear rap as soon as I turn on the radio. Or as soon as I go to a club, I hear the latest song. You know, I like some of them beats. They don't really make it to the car unless I get Cuz to make me one of them mixtapes, what I was telling you about. Like, I get one song of this nigga, one song. So they could technically say they in my playlist, but they don't get played unless one of them type of persons get in my car. Hey, y'all can play that
okay.
shit. Well, I'm riding that old school funk, that stuff we used to make the records off of. The ones we used to sample, the make records. You know, I still like that groove. Y'all might catch me singing like I'm in the shower. Like, what the hell? Funny, you tripping.
What's in that melody?
I be getting it in, though, but, you know. But it's so much JT money now. I got enough JT money to take you from Miami to Tallahassee or to Atlanta and never play the same song twice. Did you hear me? I got enough JT money to take you from Miami to Atlanta and not play the same song twice. So,
you're right.
I got a lot of work.
So I have all the songs out of your whole music career that you wrote. I mean, you wrote some classics, Too Bad, High Low, Whole Problem, like all these tracks that you did throughout the years. Do you have an ultimate favorite track that you ever recorded?
An all-time favorite?
Yes, that you ever recorded?
Not really. I like the ones that feed me. Like, all right, and it's crazy. Like, all right, Who That was supposedly like the biggest record I ever did, right? But I only worked a year off of that record. But Shake What Your Mama Gave You, back in 92, I worked 3, 4, 5, 6. I worked all the way up until Who That off of that record. Like, people still booking shows for that record. So what do you say? Who That, since I made a lot of money fast on that one, or Shake, that I made a lot of money over a period of time, you know?
Ooh, I like both of them.
Yeah,
both,
but then I like Why Cross Them. Why Do This Fuck Nigga Cross They Nuts, hating on them. You know, that's like personal to me. You know, I kind of like that. But then Real Niggas Run The Yard, you know, and Whole Problems is a funny record to me. Like, people book me today just to hear Whole Problems and Run The Yard. Whole Problems, you got niggas 8 years old or 80 years old that like that record. It'd be a man 70-something years old. Yeah, boy, that's my song. You like? And there's a young nigga about 12 come out, Whole Problem. I'm like, what you know about this? Man, my daddy. So that's a funny record to me, you know?
You know, it's crazy. Like, I was on Twitter just, like, you know, finding people that was, like, talking about you and not. And I swear, everybody was putting out playing Whole Problems, like, they give money. Whole Problems, like, everybody's playing Whole Problems for the past week, so that's a big record right there.
Yeah, Whole Problems is big. But see, now it's funny. That was on the same album with Who That, but the label who put that out, they don't even know what they got. They never even thought of that record. The streets pulled that record and made that record big. They never dropped it as a single. They never even thought to play it. I'm going to redo it myself. You know, Ideal is already what it is. You know, if I make it make some more noise than shit, they're going to get their piece, but it can't stop me from getting mine, goddammit. You know, but see what I'm saying? I got a lot of stuff like that, you know, like sort of underground classics that these major labels don't even know. They don't even know why I still get booked. Because a lot of people, you know, after doing what we done did, they can't get booked. I think it's a blessing, though, I know it's a blessing. But niggas, you know, they be like, J-Boy, you lucky. You still get to do shows and people still paying you to come. But, shit, I have it no other way. I need my money. Y'all don't want me back on the street.
Well, anyway. We can do the studio making that good-ass pitch that you've been doing for all these years. So,
thank you. Yeah, let's keep it positive.
Yo, JC, if you could collab with any person right now, like, who would you want to collab with and why? That you have not yet collabed with.
I don't know. Well, I got this idea, this vision. I want to do an album called Classics. Legendary. And I want to get cats like all the cats I used to listen to. You know, I want to do something like that and then make it current, like the Rakim, the Cool G, the Scarface, the Cube, the 8-Ball, and MJG. I want to get all these. I want a nigga like Chuck D. You know what I'm saying? I want niggas I used to listen to, you know, and I want to put something together. Cool J, nigga, I want to get some Cool J up in there. You know, just it'd be a funny little playlist. They'd be like, "Damn, Jay, what you ain't got them there?" But it's what we gonna do. The work. Once we put the work together, they'll see what I'm talking about. They can't see it now. They don't. None of the people understand it. But if
so
you know
I mean,
about
I
the music,
I think it'll be a nice
album.
Yeah,
though. Just
be
a novelty. Yeah, something for the game. You know, pay homage and give homage. You know, like you know, I got records with cats that ain't even round no more that never came out. I got songs with Pimp C that never came out. I'm still holding it, waiting on. And I got a song with C Murder. I don't know if he ever gonna get out, but you know, it's one of my dogs. You know, just stuff like the work we've been doing. You know, but they don't know. He's like bullets in the chamber. You know, I got a song with the niggas from Bone. You know, they like, "Damn, Jay, how you hook up with these niggas?" But we're in the same field. It's just them people behind the desk. It's all timing, you know. It's all timing.
I agree. It's all about timing. I mean, I'm having a great time tonight. I don't know if you see it. I mean, you had us rolling, crying, laughing, sticking, joking, vibing, like.
Invite me back. Well, that's what Jay Baby do. Hey, that's what Jay Baby do anyway. You should invite me back. You having fun with that
great
Jay Baby.
Baby
girl? You having fun with that
like
Jay Baby
that.
Girl?
Yes, I'm having a little.
Before we let you go, let's try to take a couple more callers. They're finally pressing one. Let's see if they want to go live with you, okay?
Let's go live.
Let's go ahead and take a caller from the 703-864.
Hello, this is Dawu. I had to switch up on phones, y'all. My battery
oh,
went
okay.
out of my other phone. But I'm glad this brother is on y'all show because everything he just said is the whole history of hip-hop. So all y'all little underground cats, y'all need to get up with this man and listen to his knowledge. And, you know, I'm on a level like what he say. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to educate and let these little niggas know what real hip-hop is, man.
Yes.
So I just want to give him I just want to let him know that, you know, salute to you, brother. You know,
I don't know
your history, but just by the way you talking, you really know the business, man. And I'm an official nigga from DC, you hear me? And you know, I'm a hip hop artist. I'm not a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I'm a poet. You hear me?
There you go.
And it took me 33 years to get my knowledge by going to jail constantly and you know and listening to a lot of musicians in my life. And I gotta get your information, man. You gotta hear my music and I just would like your opinion on my music. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to ask you to make me a star or nothing like that, but
no.
I would really like your opinion with my music. That's why I wish Next to Blow would have downloaded my music, and they could just play it, you hear it, and give me your opinion on blast. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I
just want to know, your inspiration of music. Can you just let the brothers know what real hip-hop is, man? Can you let them know again?
Yeah, well, you talking about the artists or the music? Because the art, you know, it's the art form, the creativeness. You know, it's a culture, it's a way of life. You know, and think about it, when we was doing this music, that's how we got into. We knew what it was like a doorway to everybody culture, everybody hood. Right now, it's kind of watered down, melted. Like niggas in Miami knew what California was doing, which knew what New York was doing. We know we was vibing to different cultures, and you know, that was bringing us. The one accord, but you know, I like all them Chuck D's, them Cool J's, them Cool G's, them Canes, them Rakims, the Cubes, the Scarface. You know, that was all my music. The Texas Gang, Ghetto Boy. You know, I came up under 2 Live, but I was just a different breed of artist. You know, it wasn't just booty shaking and pussy popping with me. You know, I had to represent the Miami streets that wasn't represented back then. Like, if you listen to music now, everybody is the Miami streets, but who the pinnacle of it, the one who represented it, you know, that was me fighting for us back then. Because if you think about the game, nobody nowhere in the country was like, niggas down south ain't got no lyrics. Niggas make that booty music. It was Jay the one who was like, yeah, okay, come down here with that bullshit, nigga, to your head off. But hip-hop as a whole, you know, it's the culture, man, and I'm going to stick to that. We're going to keep it positive. But it's the culture, man. It's the way of life, and don't sell it to them people, man. Get your weight up, get your grind on, stick to the script, and shit, it's going to come. We do what we love. We do what we love.
Yeah. And you know, I'm glad, man. Keep educating these low-ass niggas, man.
I will, too. And you do the same, though, bro, because I can't do it by myself.
You most definitely
I'm going
right,
to do my part. I'm going to
do
my part.
You definitely got to leave your Gmail, your information, man, because I would like to send you my music, man. I'm doing my stream at Gmail.
P-I-M-P-I-N-X-T-R-E-M-E at Gmail. Pimpin' Extreme. I'm about to post it on Next to Blow page.
Okay, because I'm damn sure going to hit Queen Tia or Gossy, either one, because I got them as my close friends on Facebook. So everything they post out, I'm going to get.
Okay.
Because, you know, it sounds like you on my level, dog. We might be able to do something big, man. And I can have you out here in my city, D.C. My city is number 36 square miles round, dog. It got over a million people. And the problem with my D.C. niggas, they want to sound like the trap niggas. Like Fat
Right.
Kid. You know, because
somebody
done
told them that's what's hot.
That ain't what's hot, not in my city. You see
right, brother. See, that's why you cannot follow suit. You got to lead with what you know, D.C. Nigga, hey, when I used to go to D.C. a long time ago, nigga, I seen real play-ass niggas like G-Code niggas, and them niggas was rocking straight go-go, nigga. I'm talking about go-go, and they were getting it
most
in.
Definite.
Getting
most
it
definite.
In, you understand me?
Yeah,
nigga, I got a go-go record on this album. I call it Grown Folks, but y'all will hear that when it come out. But I'm just saying, like, the different genres of music, all that, you know?
Yeah,
New York niggas had they break beats. Miami niggas had they bass. You know, California niggas had they synthesizers. You know, the music. But right now, you know, it's all pop culture right now, what's popular.
Nah,
but we gotta bring hip hop back.
Well,
make sure you follow him on Twitter, too. You know, he'll hit you back up, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the listeners and people that are following JT. Yo, JT, give out your Twitter name one more time so the people can follow you.
Definitely.
My Twitter is JTMoneyMiatl. JTMoneyMiatl.
In that order. Yo, all right, Dawood, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Salute.
All right,
love you. All right, brother. Hey, see, that's love. That's love. We're getting a lot of callers from every region in the United States calling at the show. JT, money, some love. We definitely appreciate that.
And I appreciate y'all. See, again, I said this earlier. Without y'all, I wouldn't be able to reach these brothers. You know, I wouldn't be able to reach my people. So we can keep this thing rolling. So, I appreciate you, ladies. I might have to come over and give y'all some of this sugar. You want to give y'all some of the J. Baby? Let me stop. Y'all know I got a split personality. Hey, y'all know I got a split personality. I'm a damn fool. I'm a fool and I'm a damn fool. Now, let me stop.
Yo, also, I peep that. I appreciate the follow. I see you was on it.
Don't play with me, girl. You know, I ain't gonna leave you hanging, girl. You hear me? Don't call me J Baby for nothing. Who that J Baby? I ain't no baby if I ain't your baby. You hear me?
Oh, please.
Hey, don't go for it, girl. It's a setup. Don't be a fool, yeah. No, I'm really the best thing going, though, with all due modesty.
I see my people even tweeting. What? Everybody working with you right now. Shout out to, I see you tweeting my boy Hocus and
OG Nitty, Fame, and Lyrical Incision. Shout out to everybody. You know, that's a network, and that's what it's all about. It's all about the artist. You know what I'm saying? We definitely appreciate that, and you're giving back, like you said, you know? So, definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all. Everybody logged in, locked in, called in, spoke to, you know, you can tell I love my job, right? Because if we wasn't having fun, we wouldn't even be doing it this long. Think about it. y'all would have been said, all right, Jay. Hey, y'all would have been said, all right, Jay, we're going to holler at you now.
All right,
Jay.
We about to lose connection. Oh, shit, his call is about to drop. Like,
hell,
what the fuck
happened?
Oh,
my call?
No, I'm fucking with you. I'm playing.
Oh, that's how we get out of the phone. Oh, I get it now.
Hello.
So that's what they were. That's what they were doing to me when they were hanging up on me.
But yeah, yo, JT, we definitely appreciate you for coming through, blessing us with your presence and your knowledge
Thank
and
you.
All that music. And you know, definitely we're on be on the lookout for the music and the mixtape and the TV show as well.
Yes,
let everybody
you.
Know one more time how they can reach you: Twitter, Facebook, Reverb, YouTube, anything that you want to promote right now, shout outs, anything you want.
Please be on the lookout for Videos Exposed coming to a city near you, because I'm going to take this thing on tour. Tell your promoters in your cities to book JT Money, because I definitely put on a hell of a show. I'll be rocking too, because I'm naturally live. But you can get at me, pimpinextreme@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter, JT Money, MIATL, or you can follow me on Facebook. Well, I got two of them, because one of them full and the other one's just getting started. Jeffrey Tompkins, you know. And I'm out of here. YouTube, go check out some of them new songs, the new videos. JT Money videos, all one word. And you get all the good game. You get game that ain't nobody else got. Download it. I'm on SoundCloud, you know. I'm on Instagram, JTMoney211, you know. You see who you're talking to. But, you know, other than that, you know, life's great, you know. Minus the bullshit, life's great. I'm happy. I hope y'all are happy. God bless you. Thanks for coming out. Good night.
Thank you.
All right. Also, when you're in that studio, don't forget about us. We do need them official drops. That would be super.
Yes, and I got it for Queen T and Ms. Magasa. Ms. Magasa.
Yes, yes.
I got y'all.
What is he Magasa, what does he call you?
Magasa.
Magasa, does he call you that because he don't know how to say your name? Because you know how people don't know how to say your name, so they be like saying
no,
it like half
saying
it. What is it, Magasa?
It's Magasia.
Magasia. That's what I said at first.
Yeah,
you just trying
right.
to confuse me. Watch when you play
no.
the tape back, you're going to hear it.
I am.
You just trying to trick me, Queen T.
What's up?
Queen T trying to trick JT Money live on Low Radio.
Trying to trick me.
Wait. I didn't hear y'all. I'm sorry. What happened?
I say, what?
JT Money said he tried to trick him, said that he ain't said my name right. He was like, oh.
No, it's crazy because like everybody like calls in, like they'll be like, shout out to Miss Queen T, I guess, and then they'll act like they said it, but they'll keep on going like really
right.
fast. So
right, well now I know for sure, but I swore I said that. See, I can read. I'm one of them dudes who know how to read and pronunciate.
That's what's
up. I'm not dumb. Nah, but I enjoyed you, ladies, and I appreciate you. Can I come back when I drop the record?
Yes,
of
course.
Yes,
most definitely. Hell
okay.
yes. Yes, you got to definitely come back.
Can I come
definitely.
Over for dinner one Sunday?
Yeah,
no,
we got you.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you. I'm Haitian
yeah.
now. You know, we got to go down the kitchen. So most
yeah,
definitely cooking that video, that plantain and that rice. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I'm about
we
that rice,
you.
Too.
Tell you about that life.
Oh,
that good food.
That's
what's up.
Yeah, good food.
Yeah. And you know, the crazy thing is I had a dream about Magasi and she was cooking me some food the other night, so I'm sure she's good. I need to take her up on that offer. For real.
Yes. Yes.
I cook. I cook, but I don't cook that much, so. But Magasi is so down.
Yes.
So
yeah,
But yeah, oh man, we thank you. Appreciate it. I had a very fun time with you, and you're definitely kudo points in my book.
Yeah. All right, well, shoot, same here, and I appreciate you, ladies, and I will be keeping an ear out and an eye out for you. I'm watching.
All
right. I'm not stalking, but I'm watching.
All right, now.
Easy.
All right. Hey, shout out to my boy, JT, wrapping up the interview with JT Money, man. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter, JT Money, M-I-A-T-L. Hit that follow button. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my bad, my God. See, actually.
No, that's cool, it's cool. I mean, I'm over here. My cheeks hurt. I've been blushing since 8. I've been blushing since 8:01, pretty much. It's almost 11 o'clock. And time goes by so fast when you're having fun. I had a great time tonight. Shout out to JT Money, all the callers that couldn't go through, all the callers that were scared to go through. Like, come on, you know we don't fight. But
and you know the crazy thing is, I had about like four or five callers that I took, that I was trying to take, and they was pressing one to go live, but then when I was screening them to go live, they was like, "Not saying nothing, no one can breathe them in the phone and shit." Like, don't be scared, bro. Don't waste my time either. Like, if you want to go live, press that one. Don't be afraid, cause We're cool as fuck, as y'all can tell. You know, it's Next to Blow Radio. We welcome everybody to talk to whatever you want. Y'all want to battle, y'all want to beef with somebody, anything. Shout out free promo, promote your Twitter, your Reverb, YouTube, anything. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't got a question, just say hi. It is what it is. It doesn't matter. But,
Real quick, I want to say a couple things real quick. If you're an artist, you know, they're tuning to Next to Blow Radio, you like the interview on the Miss Queen T. McGarthy show, make sure you hit us up on Twitter or Facebook to get that information. Also, the Next to Blow mixtape volume 1 will be dropping real soon. And, you know, there's a lot of things popping, a lot of good things going down on Next to Blow Radio. And, like I said, shout out to everybody that was tuned in, that's on Facebook, on Twitter, going have with the promo. Like, we love doing this. We do this for you guys. You know, it's just a blessing to be able to have different artists that be on the show every week. You know, it's crazy. I mean, every week you never know who we have on Next to Blow Radio. That's why you got to make sure you follow us on Twitter. We have us on Facebook, because we have the livest interviews worldwide. Top down, we do.
And you know what the crazy thing is, also too, we don't also, you know, interview the hottest, you know, artists, mainstream artists, but we play nothing but and interview nothing but the hottest underground as well too. Like, we got so much underground artists, like, it's crazy, and y'all are so talented, so that's why we encourage y'all to keep on sending that music. We're sorry that, like, you know, our process is a little bit backed up, but we're working on the music submission, so just keep the music coming, and, you know, just let us know, like, yo, I sent it, and, you know.
Yeah.
But you make sure you follow us on Twitter. My Twitter is at Miss Queen T, M-Z-Q-U-E-N-T. Make sure you follow at Next to Blow Radio, at Next, the number 2, Blow Radio, at She underscore Is underscore Magasia. M-A-G-A-S-S-I-A.
If y'all didn't get that, you know my name. My full name is kind of long. It is long, y'all.
Magasia, I swear to God, I'll be wishing someday you just hopefully just switch your Twitter just to Magasia.
Let me tell you real quick. I don't know who it is, but it's like 4 accounts on Twitter that have at Magasia, at Team Magasia. I'm like, why these people at Magasia? She is Magasia. I'm like, I know the only Magasia in this world. Like, who are these people that got my Twitter names? And the crazy thing about it is, they're not following nobody, but they got people following them. That's the scary part about it. They never tweeted nothing. And the crazy thing about it is, like, they made that Twitter account after I started Melody. So I'm wondering, are these secret fans that's waiting for me to blow up? And then they go like, yeah. Follow me. I don't know. It's scary.
That is scary. That is a little crazy. But, hey, we'll see. You need to hurry up and blow so we can see who the hell these people is.
But
like I said, you got a request, and I'm gonna play a song or whatever. And
yeah,
I want to get into a song by Hocus real quick, but then I want to know what you got a request in.
Germany. Yep. I haven't heard from her today. Last night we were texting back and forth. She was affected with the store. She lost power. I haven't heard from her all day. I'm kind of worried about her. So, you know, shout out to my girl Germany. I hope everybody's okay over in New Jersey. I know she don't have no power because I heard 8.5 million people in New Jersey, all across New York, Atlantic City don't have power. So I definitely want to hear that Germany. Yep.
All right. We definitely gonna get into that track by my girl Germany. Yup. That song is super dope. Listen to the lyrics. It's crazy as fuck. Shout out to everybody that tuned in, called in, logged on. You know, shout out to all the private callers, people that didn't press one. Appreciate the support. Shout out to all the callers that, you know, people that keep on supporting us every day, rocking with us. Hey, the website will be up real soon too. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for the mixtape. And that, you know, I don't know. If y'all want to know anything else, just rock with us, follow us, add us on Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. My boy Hocus Pocus will be back on air tomorrow. He will be back on. It's Halloween. And, you know, I'm going to be on there co-hosting with him as well. So, you know, make sure y'all tune in. Might have some tricks and treats for you. You never know.
Happy Halloween. For tomorrow, I'll call him tomorrow. I hope he's there, but that might not be tuned in tomorrow. Happy Halloween and stay safe and make sure you examine every candy before your child eat it because we have a lot of sick people in the world, unfortunately. But yeah.
What else? I wanted to say something. Okay. Before, if y'all are just listening in, man, make sure y'all go vote. I'm stressing this to the max, man. Please go vote. That's all I gotta say. Just go vote. If you're gonna vote for Mitt Romney, don't go vote.
Oh my God, Team Obama all day, every day. You already know that's how it is. Team Next to Blow. Guess that.
All right. Yo, Hocus. I don't know. I'm trying to. I got you live. His mic must be on mute.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh, there you go. I want to clarify the issue too, what you said about the voting, because y'all really need to go out there and, you know what I'm saying, use your right to vote, you know what I mean? For real, we really need to. I think that this election is going to be much more important than the last election. This one is going to be crucial. Everybody go out there and vote. I'm not telling y'all who to vote for, but fuck Mitt Romney. Straight the fuck up. Fuck Mitt Romney. Make sure y'all read the Bible and pass those votes correctly, because they got a lot of manipulation going on right now. You know, Todd Romney, who is Mitt Romney's son, just bought out these electronic machines where they're casting the vote. So I think they're trying to do some crooked shit, so make sure y'all do y'all shit. Pay attention to what y'all doing. Do your shit right, you know what I mean? Y'all can vote for all y'all different propositions and all that stuff, too, but make sure that y'all cast that presidential vote first, you know what I mean, and vote Obama. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Obama. But, Hocus, you want to introduce one of your songs for us?
You know what, why don't we go ahead and play that back and forth one time, you know, shit, this attracts me and my brother, Yak the Ripper, doing our shit, you know, just raise something real melodic and nice and smooth, something that you can smoke a blunt to, sip some wine, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is that you prefer, go ahead, pull that out, and listen to this track. You already know this, that back and forth right here on Next to Blow Radio. Yeah.
Woo! Straight like that. Nope.
Straight like that.
Are we so? Are we so? Are we so? Are we so?
right. We can't get along without arguing. We can't get along without a fight. I know that's just what you want. That's just what you like. I know that's just what you practice. Southern Baptist versus Catholic. So fantastic, it's just action. Our relationship is graphic. But when we started fucking, then my heart was fractured backwards. It was just after all, I'm living up with all humans. If I slipping like gymnastics, my mind has been tripping bastard. Almost like on acid, but half of this shit is plastic. Cause I know that you don't love me. You only love my penis. Well, that's okay because I love your brain, baby genius. Have you ever seen this? Only the greatest use it. I'm only thinking of reasons of baby making music. I mean, the baby's the reason. Jesus, this is the season. Do it while we breathing. Never know what's up this evening. All that silly shit, girl, just leave it. Say we don't need it, but I guess that's just the games you play. Arguments like every day. Talk about hoes that you know not hit. Different color kicks and polo fits. The shit you bought, all the dough you spent. Hold that thought, love. You all call up on the lies that your homegirl say. Your best friend say that I ain't worth shit, but she sent me a text just the other day. Talking about what you doing, how you been. What's up for the night we drinking? You smoking, well you must be. It's a cold ass game, nigga, trust me. Fuck who? Fuck you. Me and you, it's just us two. Argue, then we make up like dumb bitch. I love you, but I know that you don't love me. You only love my tongue. Ate her from the back and then I got her sprung. She called it love, I called it lust, but it don't really matter. Cause after all, the name calling, we be fucking after. She tell me do it faster. I record it on camera. Another sex scene, we turn into a movie after. Behind the lights, a total different puzzle. First come the liquor, then we bicker like a married couple. Yes, sir.
I'm sucking them, yep, I'm sucking them. So you can keep on loving them, baby, 'cause I'm sucking them. I'm sucking them, yep, I'm sucking them.
well, she can count. I don't know about you, but I fuck them right. I mean, don't worry about checking on I'm in the night. Cause he's in my pussy, where he gon' be, aight, yep. I'm fucking him, yep, yep, I'm fucking him. I'm fucking him, yep, yep, I'm fucking him. So you can keep on loving him, baby, cause I'm fucking him. I'm fucking him, yep, yep, I'm fucking him. I'm fucking him, yep, yep, I'm fucking him. I'm fucking him, yep, yep, I'm fucking him. So you can keep on loving him, baby, cause I'm fucking him. I'm fucking him, yep, yep, I'm fucking him, yep. I'm fucking him, yep, yep, I'm fucking him. So you can keep on loving him, baby, cause I'm fucking him. I'm fucking him, yep, yep, I'm fucking him. So you can keep on loving him, baby, cause I'm fucking him. Yep, I'm fucking him, yep, I'm fucking him, yep, yep, I'm fucking him. I'm fucking him, yep, yep, I'm fucking him. So you can keep on loving him, baby, cause I'm fucking him. I'm fucking him, yep, yep, I'm fucking him. I'm fucking him, yep, yep, I'm fucking him. I'm fucking him, yep, yep, I'm fucking him. So you can keep on loving him, baby, cause I'm fucking him. I'm fucking him, yep, yep, I'm fucking him.
Fucking him. That is my shit.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yeah, that's
our girl Germany. No. And the song before that, that back and forth, man, I swear, Hocus, you make me want to drink now. Like, I need some wine. I need some wine.
Hey, call a lot of wine. $7.99. Don't forget the ice, man. I need it all the time.
Hey.
Yo, Hocus, have you guys got any new music coming out soon, or what you guys, what's fully loaded on, been on?
You know what, we've been working on a lot of new music. Shout out to my squad, you know what I mean? Shout out to Yak the Ripper and Nove, you know what I mean? Nove and Yak the Ripper actually got battles coming up. I don't know if anybody's seen the battle Yak has on YouTube right now. It's almost at 1,000 views. It's been less than a month. It's almost at 1,000 views right now. He killed the competition. So, you know, Yak the Ripper is just blazing the battle circuit scene out here in Los Angeles, California. Shout out to LA Battlegrounds. But as far as the music is going, I'm working on a lot of music right now. I produce as well, for those that don't know. So I've been really just stepping up my production game. We haven't recorded anything, but the production, on the production side, is going real great. So all you artists out there that's looking for some new type of sounds in your system, you know, get in contact with me on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Just Google me, HPOKUS2, that's HPOKUS, the number 2. I mean, I just got like 10,000 new sounds and samples, you know what I'm saying, uploaded onto my Mac. So, you know, that's what I'm producing off of the MacBook Pro Ableton Live now. So, I mean, the new game is stepping up. Just put it like that. So I can't wait to just drop some of this new shit for y'all, for real. So that's why I've been doing, you know, I've been on a hiatus for a minute. I really missed y'all here on Next to Blow Radio. I'll be back tomorrow. Make sure y'all tune in. No good hump days. You know what I mean? I really like that. I want to know what's the no good. What's happening?
Yo, Hocus, you know, speaking of tomorrow is Halloween, and I just saw your picture on Facebook. OMG.
I had to do that for Sam Payne.
Oh, Lord.